News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. The Senate rejecting an effort to halt the war against Iran. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Senate Republicans voted down a war powers resolution that would restrict President Trump's ability to continue major combat operations against Iran. The vote fell mostly along party lines. It was a sign of early GOP public support for a conflict that has rapidly spread across the Middle East. Democrats complain that the war is not justified and that there's no clear U.S. exit strategy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
What there is no let-up to the trash talk coming out of Iran. Now, the foreign minister there says the United States would, quote, bitterly regret sinking an Iranian warship this week. Elon Musk has been on the hot seat in a shareholder trial over his Twitter stock. More on this story from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The lawsuit accuses Musk of making false and misleading statements that drove down the stock price before he bought Twitter for $44 billion in 2022. The shareholders who filed the lawsuit sold their stock between May and October when Musk's purchase closed. When asked by the plaintiff's lawyer why he didn't tweet about his decision to buy Twitter and purchase stock, Musk said he didn't think it was quote-unquote material. Musk said he has bought stock in many companies and not posted about it. When he did post about it, Twitter's stock jumped 27% in one day, a figure Musk said sounded high. I'm Mike Hempen.
There's more trouble for the Catholic Church, this time a new investigation into the diocese in Providence, Rhode Island, finding an estimated 75 priests allegedly abused more than 300 children since 1950. Investigators say the diocese often moved accused priests to minimize the scandal. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. Don't wait. Call now. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a wreck this morning on the ramp from southbound Bel Air Road to the inner loop of the Beltway. That would be the ramp that would take you over towards I-95 and over to Rosedale. That ramp right now is blocked temporarily, so you may have to go down Bel Air Road, make the flip, and come back and pick up the other ramp on the opposite side. Not a big deal right now. It's not affecting the main line of the Beltway. City Fire with an active fire call from about 20 minutes ago. Whitelock Street at Francis Street. That's just northwest of downtown. And heads up, about 3:30 this morning, there was a wreck on 50 westbound coming off the Bay Bridge at Cape St. Clair Road. There might still be some activity there off to the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a foggy start to the day, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. We are also tracking more rain, even some thunderstorms coming our way this evening. So some rain for tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
42 degrees in White Marsh and 43 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Chris Van Hollen is reacting after Senate Democrats failed to pass a resolution that would have stopped President Trump from using further military action against Iran without congressional approval. Van Hollen says Senate Republicans blocked the War Powers Resolution, allowing the president's regime change war of choice in Iran. He says once again they're contracting out their constitutional duties to Donald Trump despite the will of their constituents. Van Hollen calls their actions shameful. Mayor Brandon Scott has signed an executive order limiting ICE access to city-owned properties and increasing immigrant protections in Baltimore. The Protecting the Rights and Well-Being of Baltimore City Residents order prohibits ICE agents from entering city-owned facilities or using city property without a valid judicial warrant. It also reaffirms that local police cannot ask about a person's immigration status or detain individuals for civil immigration matters. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 718. The pick 4, 4810. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it's highly unlikely that Vance Honeycutt will see the field this year for the Orioles, but he sure is giving them something to think about.
Wait a minute. That sounds loud.
Wait a minute.
It's driven.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. The O's first-round pick in 2022 is a home-run hitting machine, but it came too late. Shane Baz gave up 3 runs in the first 3 innings despite striking out 5, and the Orioles lose to Houston 4-2 was the final. But the big news, though, is reliever Andrew Kittredge on the shelf, shoulder inflammation. Manager Craig Albernaz saying the club being cautious with the 35-year-old.
You know, as we look forward to opening day, possibly a low probability of opening day.
Ah, here we go. Team USA with its final tune-up yesterday, taking on the Rockies in Colorado.
One of the best hitters in the game.
Oh, boy. He just leaned on that one, and there's going to be about 500 people up there in the berm trying to come up with a baseball. That thing almost got to the concourse, which is not easy to do.
John Ciambi had the call on MLB TV. Judge's 2-run shot in the first, just the tip of the iceberg as the Americans pounded out a 14-4 win over Colorado. Coming up in 30 minutes, the moves now coming fast and furious in the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, the Department of Human Services in Maryland sent a foster child who was a victim of sexual assault to a homeless shelter. And the hits keep on coming. Day six of Operation Epic Fury update, and America is winning, according to the Secretary of War. We'll tell you what the President said about how close Iran was getting to a nuclear weapon. That's a big reveal yesterday. But our top story here, Maryland sheriffs are taking the ICE fight to Washington, D.C. and the feds, and Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, as there's now a federal bill that is being introduced by California Congressman Tom McClintock. It's H.R. 7640. It is to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to improve public safety through the enforcement of federal immigration law and would require sanctuary jurisdictions to cooperate with ICE. And so why is this significant? Why is this so important? Why are the sheriffs like Jeff Gaylor and Chuck Jenkins and Mike Lewis and Jim DeWeese and others going to Washington today to support this bill? Because this would be the, under the Supremacy Clause, if passed, this would be that states like Maryland would have to cooperate with ICE under the Federal Supremacy Clause. And the sheriff's push comes after the 287G formal agreements were done away with by Governor Tax and Spend More. And now there's an attempt to even close the loopholes even more with the Clarence Lamb bill that would basically say, nope, you can't even have any kind of communication with the feds on this. And Gaylor says he has some harsh words for the Maryland General Insane Asylum.
Maryland's legislature has turned their back. They don't want to let local jurisdictions decide. They want to be big brother, and they want to tell the local jurisdictions what to do. Well, I'm going to go down and ask bigger brother to support the citizens of this county and the safety of the citizens that I serve.
Yeah, because Maryland's don't care about your safety. They say they will. In fact, Governor Moore says public safety is number one. Then he does things to disprove that on a daily basis. So why is it important for jurisdictions not to be considered sanctuary cities or sanctuary states?
Well, the danger is to our public. I mean, we sit here in Harford County. We sit less than a mile away from where Rachel Moore lost her life because her murderer was allowed to walk across an open southern border opened up by the last presidential administration. We were a few miles from the town of Aberdeen, where Kayla Hamilton lost her life at the hands of an illegal immigrant allowed into this country, known gang affiliations, who took her life.
More on that coming up in just a second as MS-13 gangbangers arrested again in Maryland, this time for the murder of a 14-year-old boy. But Gaylor went on to say, you know, that the criticism is that you're scaring immigrant communities, that you're going into neighborhoods, and people are afraid to go to school, afraid to go to church, afraid to go to work. And Gaylor reacted to those criticisms.
Again, I think that's a lot of scare tactics. We arrest people every single day who are American citizens, who commit crimes, who are separated from their families because they commit crimes. And you know, again, that's the same mentality. These are crimes at the federal level, and we should have we should hold people accountable.
And we should, but we don't in this pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien state dominated by Democrats. And it continues in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. So Maryland sheriffs will be down there today starting at 9 a.m. as the resolution will be read. Again, hopefully it can get it passed over in the House and then sent over the Senate. And then that would be the supreme law of the land. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Morning, and it looks like the ramp has been reopened. It was an accident. It was minor. It was on the ramp southbound Bel Air Road to the inner loop of the Beltway. We could see the police cars and a couple of vehicles there. It looks like now the ramp is back open. So if you're southbound on Bel Air Road, yep, here comes a couple of cars on the ramp now to the inner loop, back in business there. There was a wreck overnight. Never saw it. It was in an area on 50 westbound at Cape St. Clair Road. So there's a camera at Whitehall. There's a camera back at St. Margaret's. I don't see any impact, and it looks like, according to the data, there's not much of a problem there. It happened about 3:30, so maybe off to the side. But I just want to give you a heads up if you're traveling. There is some fog in the area and some fog around the Bay Bridge, so just a heads up for that. But traffic is and was getting by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Yeah, the fog is, depends on where you are, but some of it is like pea soup.
It's bad right there. Here. I tell you,
it's kind of down on Owings Mills Boulevard this morning, and you really had to slow it down because you had deer, you know, darting across the road. It's hard enough to pick them up sometimes in the middle of the fog, so slow it down here this morning as you head out. Mostly cloudy today. Highs will be much warmer in the mid-50s. Showers and even thunderstorms possible this evening. We're in this awful weather pattern right now.
It's disgusting.
It is. It's dreary and gloomy. And 43 right now, cloudy in Annapolis with heavy fog, and 43 in Ellicott
like
City.
London.
Yeah, exactly. Time for some one-liner news. Michelangelo's The Latest Judgment. The massive fresco mural at the Sistine Chapel is getting it cleaned up. Experts are removing a layer of salt that builds up from the sweat of visitors.
Wow.
Apparently very
really?
Warm in the Sistine Chapel. That's why the painting, everybody's naked.
You know? Yeah, sure. No room for, or yeah, too hot for clothes.
Just like
so now it explains everything.
Yes, it does. Congressional candidate Vince Schlomi, otherwise known as the ShamWow guy, lost his bid for a congressional seat in Texas 31 the other night. But they left his nickname, ShamWow, off the ballot. So he's now suing. And, yeah, this was the guy that was the pitch man for used to sell the ShamWow on TV infomercials.
Sure.
I remember ShamWow.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a ShamWow?
I did not.
Okay.
I did get a Slap Chop, though.
Cool.
The Slap Chop got no respect at all. That was one of the best. You just put one little onion in it, boom, and it was diced.
I bought an O-Wow.
Yeah. An O-Wow, right. According to newly released numbers, Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show racked up a staggering 4.157 billion views in the first 24 hours nationwide.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty hot around the world.
Yeah. Even hotter would be next year's halftime show, Good Bunny, starring Sidney Sweeney.
I'll bet.
Sponsored by IHOP.
That's right. New poll out shows 79% of Americans want the U.S. government to regulate artificial intelligence. Hmm. Now, they could start with The View.
There's intelligence there. Yeah.
The Vatican has issued a warning about cosmetic surgery, calling it the cult of the body. Pope Leo did make an exception for Joy and Whoopi, though.
No.
Today is National Cheese Doodle Day. To be followed by tomorrow, National Orange Fingers Day.
Oh.
Exactly.
There was an old joke, but no.
Yeah. Passionate Trump supporter, iconic, legendary football coach Lou Holtz has passed away. Mm-hmm. At the age of 89, he was one of my favorite football coaches. He coached the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame for about 13 years, won 100 games and a national title in 1988.
I met him at a celebrity golf tournament one time.
Did he ever do his... Ever do his newspaper trick?
No.
He does a newspaper trick where he appears to be tearing up the newspaper, and he's saying about all these things that bad people write bad things about you. They just ignore it, and they get bad press. Just, and he's tearing up the newspaper. He's doing it, and when he's finished, he opens up the newspaper. It's fully intact. it's a really great trick. Really great trick. But he was a man of faith, good family man, great coach, and a big Trump supporter. Rest in peace, Coach Holtz. Passed away at the age of 89. That did not stop Keith Olbermann for calling Lou Holtz a legendary scumbag yesterday.
Mm. Yeah. Not surprised.
Yeah. So we all know who the scumbag
is. Are we projecting?
Oh, yeah.
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 Again, Olbermann was a failure in his profession, a failure as a man. Just a terrible American. And he should just...
go away.
Go away. Nobody's interested in what you have to say anymore. He was marginally funny. When he was at ESPN, but then something, he got TDS, you know. So many of these people get Trump derangement syndrome, and it just completely, it's a form, it has proven to be a form of mental illness. I've read from psychologists that it is a form of, minor form of mental illness that these people do suffer. In some cases.
So much, they're just wrapped up.
Yeah, they just are consumed with their vitriol and hatred for the man. So, hey, the greatest dinosaur characters of all time have been ranked. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, man. Well, this is
T Rex.
The T Rex in Jurassic Park finished number four.
Mm. Number four? I'm surprised.
Yeah. Godzilla was number eight. Blue in the Jurassic Park. That was the Velociraptor. Number seven. Rex in Toy Story, number five. Mm-hmm. The T Rex in Jurassic Park, number four. Yoshi in Super Mario.
was number three. Littlefoot from the Land Before Time was number two. Well, who do you think finished number one?
Please let it be Dino.
It is.
Yes!
Dino! The Flintstones, lovable pet dinosaur.
So my Doberman Pinscher's named after.
The most cherished character from classic animated sitcom, The Flintstones. So
awesome.
You got that one right, Maggie.
Thank you, for once.
You know,
then it was Mike Fast who played Dinorex.
He was on the Dinosaur Show.
Yes, he was.
Oh, man, the Sinclair.
See the USA and your Chevrolet.
Absolutely. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's going to be a busy morning with all this fog out there. So you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Do you support the federal government passing a law mandating that states must cooperate with the feds when it comes to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement? That would take a lot of this sting out of what they're trying to do here in Maryland and other states, for that matter, away. Coming up, we'll tell you about MS-13 gangbangers indicted for a murder of a 14-year-old and Mayor Brandon Scott signing an executive order on immigration enforcement. You're listening to KCN Company. It's 620.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
622 coming up after the 6:30 news. Day 6 of Operation Epic Fury, an update. America is winning. We'll tell you just how close Iran was to getting a nuclear weapon, according to the President of the United States. And don't forget, a little bit later on in the show, at top of the 8 o'clock hour, Chris Papps joins us from Project Baltimore to talk about unenrolled students. And the governor appointed one of his hand-picked attorneys to be the new inspector general. Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth a little bit later on with prosecutors over the auto charging bill. August has texted into the show here this morning, and he said, did Chuck make the dinosaur list? Well, I didn't see him in the top 10. That doesn't mean he wasn't on it, so I'll have to go back and look now. All right, 623, traffic weather on the threes, and once again, here is the king of all traffic.
What? I'm confused. That was an Irvin C. Corey thing.
That's right.
Where the hell are we now? What page? The westbound side of 50, talking about this wreck, finally starting to see backup now that the heavier traffic has arrived. The wreck was overnight, 3:30 westbound at Kate St. Clair Road. Right here now at the camera coming over into that area, we're beginning to see some brake lights. It was affecting the right side of the roadway, and it looks like now a little backup is starting to develop in that area. So after Sandy Point, and as you're working your way over towards Whitehall Road, be prepared for that on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Really foggy start this morning, then mostly cloudy, mid-50s, showers, even thunderstorms possible into tonight yet again today. Right now, 43, dense fog in Reisterstown, and pretty much the same for just cloudy and 44 and Severn, not as foggy. I just saw the headline in the Baltimore Sun this morning saying that Baltimore's going to close parks at night as sharpshooters work to thin the deer herds. I'm wondering, now they're saying it's because they need to thin the herd because they're overwhelming forests and choking off the new tree growth, but and maybe they're doing this because, after all, if you live in the city, you're probably used to hearing gunshots, and that's not that alarming. If you do it out in the county, there'd be, you know, 911 calls left and right, but in the city, apparently not. Of course, they do have ShotSpotter there. Are they going to turn off ShotSpotter at night? Because that could be a problem, right? Don't know. They didn't answer that question as of yet. All right, back to immigration here in the state of Maryland. Four people accused of MS-13 gang members were indicted yesterday in the death of a 14-year-old D.C. boy. Jose Merlos Moyano, 18. Alan Jose Garcia Padilla, 21. William Cuellar Gutierrez, 19. And a 17-year-old. Indicted on charges including first-degree murder, use of a firearm, and the commission of a felony, and participation in a criminal organization, according to PG County State's Attorney Tara Jackson. All four are indicted MS-13 gangbangers. The victim, 14-year-old Jefferson Amaya Ayala, reported missing after he was last seen in a neighborhood in Northwest D.C. His body was found in College Park. He died from multiple injuries, according to the medical examiner. And it was clearly gang-related. He was lured into the park, killed August 2nd, 2025. He knew at least one of the four MS-13 gangbangers that were indicted. So they're in Maryland. They're running all over the streets, especially Hyattsville. My old stomping grounds, DeMatha, is now was like ground zero for MS-13 in Prince George's County, from what I'm being told. And so, again, these are the people that Governor Moore... And soon we'll tell you about Brandon Scott here in just a second. And the mayor, they don't want ICE to pick them up at the jailhouse. They want to be released back into the communities where they can kill 14-year-olds, where they can murder, where they can rape, where they can carjack, where they can sexually assault, where they can run drugs, run girls, in human sex trafficking cartels. And our mayor, Mayor B.S., issued a statement called Protecting the Rights and Well-Being of Baltimore City Residents. The key phrase there is well-being. I don't know how many people are going to be being protected with this policy. He writes, for months, our team has been closely monitoring aggressive, reckless, and violent federal immigration enforcement in cities and communities around the country. This executive order is one of many actions we're taking to protect public safety and our residents in Baltimore. Our immigrant neighbors are an integral part of Baltimore's social and economic fabric. There are business owners, essential workers, homeowners, neighbors, and friends. We're committed to the inclusion, access, safety, and rights of the people who call our city home, and we will never apologize for that. So according to this executive order, they're going to protect the rights and well-being of residents. Unless, of course, you are releasing murderers, rapists, sexual predators out on the streets of these communities, in which they are. They'll retain local control of the BPD. The restriction on the use of city property, meaning ICE may not use city property for anything. Store vehicles, eat their lunch on city property. I'm sure they'll be rousted from there. And then they're authorizing city lawyers to do pro bono work for immigration. That's why we need the federal law now. We've got Maryland's out of control, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, all the blue states, California, Massachusetts, they're all out of control when it comes to this war on ICE. And this executive order specifically prohibits ICE agents from entering city facilities without a judicial warrant, and that they'll pursue all legal avenues to challenge unconstitutional federal actions if necessary. That's right. They won't go after the hardened criminal illegal aliens if necessary, but they're going to go after the federal government. Because that's what they do. These are radical, progressive Marxists. They sow chaos and confusion Again, this is something that, and look, many of these, we've said this before, many of these illegal criminal aliens, they live in these communities. They're hiding in plain sight, and they are victimizing, and these are prime targets in these immigrant communities. So when the mayor says, you know, these are our neighbors, our business owners, our workers, our doctors, you know, teachers, etc., they're allowing these hardened criminal illegals like MS-13 and Latin Kings, 18th Street Gang, and all the rest of these criminal illegal alien cartels to prey on the very communities in which they reside. So, again, obviously the mayor or the governor doesn't live in these communities. Otherwise, things might be very different. All right, coming up next, right after the 6:30 news, we're going to day six, an update on what's happening on the Operation Epic Fury as Iran is getting hammered and battered by both the U.S. and Israel. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released body camera footage of a deadly police use of force incident in Baltimore County. The video shows Officer Derek Hadel speaking with 56-year-old Samuel Brown at Security Boulevard in Whitehead Court on the night of February 16th. At some point, Brown exits his vehicle and appears to swat at the officer's hands. Brown refused to comply with an order to get back in the car, and he was knocked to the ground by the officer. Brown struck his head on the ground and began to bleed, and Hadel began treatment and called for medics. Brown was taken to a hospital where he died on February 27th. A Cecil County jury has convicted 26-year-old Sharif McCormick for killing a 7-Eleven clerk in 2021. 34-year-old Brenda Duncan was working an early morning shift when McCormick entered the store and pulled a gun at the counter and began to fire shots. One of the shots struck Duncan as she ran to the back of the store. McCormick was found guilty on charges that include first-degree murder. McCormick faces a sentence of life in prison when he's sentenced in May. An alleged serial burglar has been arrested in connection with at least 17 theft incidents in Baltimore. 34-year-old Jamal Gardner is accused of stealing items from downtown hotels, apartment complexes, and a commercial property between January 22nd and February 20th. Police say Gardner was arrested after investigators carried out a search warrant at his home and located stolen property that included passports, credit cards, valuable jewelry, laptops, iPads, and checks. Investigators say he used a specialized tool to enter rooms at the Marriott Waterfront Hotel, Homewood Suites by Hilton on South President Street, and the Marriott Hotel downtown. Gardner's also wanted on several outstanding warrants for other burglaries. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top.
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So brake lights now at the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. Nothing major. It's slowing right here. It's just a speed reduction early at O'Donnell Street. But from there, going into the tunnel, an extra 5 or 6 minutes right now. 95 is still clear. Of course, we have 4 lanes at 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and only 2 on the southbound side of 895. Really heavy fog and really slow now on the Beltway west side. It's jammed up already, and in some cases can't see very far on that west side. 795 already backed up down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a foggy start to the day, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. We are also tracking more rain, even some thunderstorms coming our way this evening. So some rain for tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the dominoes are starting to fall in the NFL as teams get under the cap and get ready for the league year to begin on March 11th. The Patriots released former Terp wide receiver Stephon Diggs after one season, saving themselves $22 million under the cap. He had been there, if he had been there at the end of the week, it would have been $6 million more. The Chargers released tackle Mekhi Becton, saving $9.7 million against the cap, and the Cowboys reworked two deals, Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb getting themselves under the cap. And a trade, the Chiefs sending Pro Bowl cornerback Trent McDuffie back to his hometown, sending him to the Rams. Now, for the Ravens, you can count Tyler Linderbaum as pretty much all but gone. Comments by GM Eric DaCosta pointing that way. For example, here is DaCosta first on the negotiations with Lamar.
Lamar and I have an agreement. We handle business kind of in-house internally. As you all know, that worked well for us the last time. And we will continue to have that policy moving forward.
And that is the Ravens' way. Tight-lipped about stuff. Don't negotiate in the media. Contrast that with what DaCosta said about Linderbaum.
And at this point in time, we've made him a market-setting deal, proposal, offer, and hopefully we can get something done with him.
That's not the Ravens' way. That's frustration with negotiation. It doesn't sit well with Linderbaum. Don't be surprised if Tyler Linderbaum ends up somewhere else in 2026. Bird chirps from yesterday as the O's take it on the chin, 4-2 from the Astros. Shane Baugh striking out five but allowing three runs in three innings pitched. Jackson Holliday on the comeback trail, now starting to take two-handed swings as he recovers from his hammock bone surgery. Also, Orioles closer Felix Bautista taking the Hill yesterday for the first time since surgery on his torn rotator cuff. Comments from the manager afterwards.
Day one for him, which was awesome to him to go out there and throw. I think when you go through a long rehab process and you finally get to go out and check that box, that's awesome for everyone. And it's
Maryland basketball last night, pummeled by the Badgers of Wisconsin. 78-45 was the final. This is a tough year to watch for Maryland basketball. Terps now 4-15 in conference play, second to last in the Big Ten. And finally, a sad note from the world of football, and Sean was talking about it a moment ago. Legendary coach Lou Holtz, who spent 33 years leading teams, including the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, has passed away. Holtz won 249 games in his career, led six different schools to bowl games, and was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2008. He was the last coach to lead Notre Dame to a national title and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2020. The great Lou Holtz was 89 years of age. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what did ever happen to Keith Olbermann?
Lorien Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
You know, back in the day when ESPN was ESPN, Keith Olbermann was a star.
Yeah, he was.
You know, with Dan was, Patrick, with Linda Cohn. I mean, his humor was tremendous.
Yeah, it was witty. You know, so it could be sarcastic, but, you know, with a little bit of, yeah, always had that, could have a little biting edge to it.
Yeah.
But it was funny stuff back then because it was sports stuff that he was talking about. But somewhere along the lines, maybe it was after he got canned, you know, with ESPN, maybe he was a little bitter and that bitterness took over. Some people never recover from stuff like that and they internalize it.
Well, he's been canned pretty much from every job he's ever had. I mean, after that, I mean, if you get canned from MSNBC,
yeah.
How bad are you?
Yeah, that is bad.
I mean, that was bad. But here's the thing. When the U.S. team won the gold over Canada, you know, Austin Matthews, the Canadian captain, well, the U.S. captain, but from Canada,
right.
Visited the White House, and there was a row, I don't know if you know about this, between Linda Cohn and
yes, I saw
Keith
that.
Olbermann.
Linda Cohn was ripping him a new
one. She ripped him,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Good for Linda Cohn.
Absolutely. He called her a political clown.
Right.
And then she wrote back on X. Is that? The pot calling the kettle black or whatever that thing is. But anyway, he's just nuts. And he was a lunatic before Trump got into office.
Yeah.
So it's not Trump. Trump took him over the edge.
Right.
But he was a lunatic beforehand. Yeah. Anyway, I thought you'd appreciate that.
I do, because he was a talented guy at one point. And he squandered it. It's all gone now. All the goodwill he built up has vanished.
Just like athletes, when they jump the shark, he jumped the shark in terms of broadcasting.
All right, thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. The Pentagon on Wednesday released epic footage of a submarine blowing up an Iranian warship with a torpedo. This is the first sinking of enemy ship by a torpedo since World War II. We've now sunk more than 20 Iranian ships in Operation Epic Fury. There's a new Ayatollah. It is the son of the Ayatollah Khomeini from the Iranian hostage fame. And as President Trump said the other day, it's just a matter of time before this one gets blowed up.
When they pick a brand new one, the missiles come. He gets blown to kingdom come. Ayatollah, then they choose another one. Really dumb. Get ready to say goodbye, Ayatollah. Never gonna stop blowing up. If you're next in line, your time will be up. Gonna suck. Kiss your ass goodbye. Ka, 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 woo! Kiss your ass goodbye, bye, 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 woo! The Ayatollah. Ayatollah, the brand new Ayatollah, it's got the Ayatollah.
Yeah, indeed, that's Ayatollah is now the new name, because that's just, it's like whack-a-mole. As soon as one pops up, they were choosing one the other day, and the IDF took him out in the middle of the vote. So it's just a matter of time, and these are radical clerics that believe that chant and believe death to America, death to Israel, death to the people of this country. And I want to go back and remind you just how difference a president makes. You're going to hear from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the former president, the woman who wanted to be president, and then President Trump on how they were going to deal with a looming nuclear threat of Iran.
What's the message to Iran?
Don't.
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them. It's true. I don't care.
A little bit of a different approach there from President Trump, but he did reveal how close he believed he was told, and he doesn't make this stuff up. These are intel you get from the CIA and from other agencies from worldwide, Mossad, MI6, you name it, that how close Iran was coming to getting a nuclear weapon.
If we didn't hit within 2 weeks, they would have had a nuclear weapon. If we didn't do the B-2 attack a number of months ago, they would have a nuclear weapon. And when crazy people have nuclear weapons, bad things happen.
So Operation Midnight Hammer delayed things somewhat, but in that time, and you know, they have underground missile sites, they have underground bunkers, they have stuff inside the mountains that you may not be able to reach with bunker buster bombs, and apparently they still had, and they were bragging about 60% enriched uranium is enough to make 11 bombs. Secretary of War Hegseth said yesterday that America is winning. This is on day 6 of the operation.
America is winning. Decisively, devastatingly, and without mercy. Under the direct command of President Trump, the War Department unleashed this operation early Saturday morning, just 4 days ago. Which means we need to remember two things. First, we are only 4 days into this. Metrics are shifting, dust is settling, and more forces are arriving. It's very early. And as President Trump has said, we will take all the time we need to make sure that we succeed. Second, we are only 4 days into this, and the results have been incredible. Historic, really. Only the United States of America could lead this. Only us. But when you add the Israeli Defense Forces, a devastatingly capable force, the combination is sheer destruction for our radical Islamist Iranian adversaries. They are toast, and they know it. Or at least, soon enough, they will know it. And we have only just begun to hunt, dismantle, demoralize, destroy, and defeat their capabilities just 4 days in.
As Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, more of him coming up. Also from Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent on the economic ruin and damage that the Iran is currently experiencing as well. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so Baltimore County Fire just about 2 minutes ago dispatching out Interloop between 95 and Southwestern Boulevard for a wreck in that area. I have the camera on that right now. See a vehicle stop on the far right side of the roadway. At that point, the shoulder at that point is really wide, coming up just north of 95. So I'll keep an eye on that. That may be where it is. That was the initial call. But anybody from Washington Boulevard, 95, coming up to Wilkins Avenue on the southwest side till we figure it out, we'll let you know. But watch your speed through there. The wreck officially has cleared now from overnight westbound Route 50 at Cape St. Clair, coming through Annapolis, completely back to normal through there, other than the fog. Both the tunnels now backing up. 895 is back to Erdman Avenue, and now 95 is backed up to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So we've gone from fairly quiet to about a 15-minute delay and building at both the tunnels southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We've got some dense fog in some areas here this morning, mostly cloudy later. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 40 in Ocean City, cloudy and 44 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Well, being as no other place around the place, I reckon this must be the place, I reckon.
That was Wild Bill Hickok, Buffalo Billious, and just plain Bill.
Exactly. He knows them all, folks. Every single episode, forwards, backwards, sideways. To mark the start of Kit Kat's new partnership with Formula One, Nestle unveiled a life-size handcrafted chocolate F1 car at the racetrack this week, weighing in at 770 pounds.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Break me off a piece of that.
Break me off a piece of that.
Enough pieces go around for probably the entire country at 770 pounds.
Yeah.
You know? I can't even imagine.
A Kit Kat Formula One. Wow.
Also, Formula One just severed ties with Danica Patrick.
Yeah, I did see that. You know? Yeah.
She's a big Trump supporter.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that probably had something to do with it.
I'm sure it did. But we all support Danica. Taco Bell's new chocolate fudge and caramel empanadas are set to hit the menus. Do you ever get dessert at fast food places?
No, I really don't. No. Not that I don't care for it.
You never had one of those hot apple pies at McDonald's?
Okay, I lied. Yeah, that I have. I enjoy them a lot.
Well, an ice cream cone. Of course, when their ice cream machines are working.
Yeah, they're always, broken.
Anyway, this is the chocolate fudge and caramel empanada now at Taco Bell. And BK, a Burger King, launching new frozen strawberries and cream as a twist in the chain's frozen Fanta strawberry slush. So, again, some goodies there and some desserts.
For the warm weather. Encouraging.
It's here. Remember the first day of spring at... what was it? Jack and Jill used to bring.
Yeah, used to bring us ice cream.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Oh and yeah.
One of our employees
went up the hill.
One of our employees, may he rest in peace, absconded with some, and he put them outside the back door.
It was about 80 degrees that day.
They all melted. Next time, check the weather forecast, dude.
Before you steal.
Exactly. Just desserts. Pardon the pun. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, saying that pretty soon, if not already, U.S. and Israel will own the skies over Iran.
In a few days, in under a week, the two most powerful air forces in the world will have complete control of Iranian skies, uncontested airspace. I hope all the folks watching understand what uncontested airspace and complete control means. It means we will fly all day, all night, day and night, finding, fixing, and finishing the missiles and defense industrial base of the Iranian military, finding and fixing their leaders and their military leaders, flying over Tehran, flying over Iran, flying over their capital, flying over the IRGC, Iranian leaders looking up and seeing only U.S. and Israeli air power. Every minute of every day until we decide it's over. And Iran will be able to do nothing about it. B-2s, B-52s, B-1s, Predator drones, fighters, controlling the skies, picking targets. Death and destruction from the sky all day long. We're playing for keeps. Our warfighters have maximum authorities granted personally by the president.
And this is what I love about this president, this administration, going back to the Department of War. When you do decide, when negotiations and diplomacy efforts have all failed, and Iran was within 2 weeks of getting a nuclear weapon, you then decide you're going to go in and you're going to hit them. And you're going to hit them hard, and you're in it to win it. And that's the difference between this and previous administrations, including Biden, Obama, and Bush administrations. Clear objectives have been laid out, and you're in it to win it, and you're letting the military take it to the enemy. The military's job is not to clean up the beaches in Haiti. The military's job is to kill people and break things. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. In order to protect America, to protect people here at home, protect our soldiers and sailors at sea over the Middle East on bases there, etc. So I think, and the other thing I like is the way they've communicated this. The press conferences by Hegseth and General Kane, Admiral Cooper, and the like. We're not getting any leaks. Because loose lips sink ships. So we're not getting any communication leaks, and they are handling and communicating the messages all coming from inside the Pentagon, as it should, and not being leaked out by the folks who seek to do us harm. All right, more coming up in just a second here. The IDF, by the way, destroyed a secret Iranian nuclear site, over 300 ballistic missile launchers taken down. We'll talk about the War Powers Resolution a little bit later on, and much more. It's 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So yesterday, I don't even know why Thune let it happen, but there was a vote on the War Powers Resolution. Maybe you knew how that was going to turn out. Of course, Republican Rand Paul voted against, broke ranks, and voted to restrict President Trump, his Article II Executive Power Commander-in-Chief authority. I do believe the War Powers Resolution is unconstitutional. That should be challenged. The only Democrat to break, John Fetterman. So 53 to 47. So the other rhinos, Collins, Murkowski, Tillis, McConnell, all voted to give the president that authority of which he already has. Of course, our doofuses in this state, also Brooks and Van Hollen, voted to restrict the president's ability to execute the Iranian nuclear program and to protect America, as, well, it's a common theme among Democrats these days. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like the situation on the Beltway, they're now saying it's a medical cause. Somebody was having a problem at a vehicle on the inner loop. It looks to be right over the bridge where it crosses Southwestern Boulevard and would be just north of the ramp from I-95. So anybody coming on to the Beltway from 95, anybody coming up the Beltway from Washington Boulevard, some activity at least off to the right side from what I can see at the camera. The camera's all the way back up here at the bridge at Westland Boulevard, but we're moving the traffic through there, and I don't see a big problem so far, but it may affect the ramp traffic from 95 on to the inner loop. 20-minute delays in building now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Dense fog this morning, and then it'll eventually be mostly cloudy, mid-50s for the high today. Showers, even thunderstorms possible this evening. We can't shake this gloomy, dreary, rainy weather, but at least it's not snow and ice, as one of our listeners has pointed out. Cloudy, 44 in Millersville, 44 in Middle River. The top officer in the Middle East wrote a message, and these messages are historic, from General George Washington's message to the troops before a major battle, to General Eisenhower before Operation Overlord, which was the D-Day invasion, to this one. Admiral Cooper wrote a message. This was just the day before action had been, combat operations had been authorized by the commander-in-chief. Quote, to America's extraordinary sons and daughters deployed around the Middle East, by order of the President of the United States, we are embarking on a mission of profound consequence. The time for preparation is over. The time for action has arrived. Since 1979, the Iranian regime has killed and wounded thousands of Americans, and they continue to threaten Americans and our friends. Today, by your courage and grit, you will change the course of human history. You are the shield of the free world, and today you are its sharpest sword. As the eyes of the world fix upon us, stay safe and Godspeed. That's from Admiral Cooper the day before Operation Epic Fury launched. The Pentagon has released the name of 5th and 6th U.S. service members killed in action in this operation. They are Major Jeffrey O'Brien, 45 years of age, of Iowa, and the soldier was assigned to 103rd Sustainment Command, Des Moines, Iowa. That incident still under investigation. And Chief Warrant Officer Robert Marzan of Sacramento, California, was also killed in action on that day. So, from a grateful nation, thank you for your service, and our thoughts, prayers, and condolences to their families. Meanwhile, here at home in Maryland, two Department of Human Services staff members apparently were overheard at a meeting about what happened to a girl who had been sexually assaulted. They started messing each other regarding this. This is just in the aftermath of 16-year-old Kanaya Ward, who had a history of mental illness and suicidal attempts, was left alone at the Residence Inn downtown Baltimore, where she successfully killed herself because she didn't have adult supervision. But in the wake of that, a 17-year-old girl was sexually assaulted, taken to a hospital for treatment. When she was ready for discharge, no adult from her family picked her up. Gee, I wonder why. Might one of the adults in the family be the ones that have sexually assaulted her? Just saying. So because the adults didn't pick her up, she then became state custody. And so they, she either had, they could take her to her home or a facility licensed to care for foster youth. So what'd they do? They took her to a homeless shelter, which is even worse than a hotel. According to Maryland Legal Aid Attorney, children are supposed to be placed in environments that are safe, that are age-appropriate, and that are responsive to trauma. DHS officials say they currently do not have youth staying in hotels, office buildings, or homeless shelters, although some remain in hospitals past when doctors have cleared them for release as they await placements. I mean, there's got to be a better option here. There's got to be a better method, and apparently the bureaucrats at DHS and our governor they don't have the answers. They don't have the solutions. We're still basically, when it comes to foster youth, they're being left to hang out to dry. And imagine now the pain of being sexually assaulted, the mental torture, and so on, especially if it comes from a family member. We don't know that to be a fact, but I'm speculating here. That you add insult to injury, but after treatment, by putting her in a homeless shelter. She must have been scared stiff. It's outrageous treatment by the state of Maryland, by your governor, who leaves no one behind, right? Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company and realtor, and Vinny and his agents will come out, talk to you about your home, about the current condition, what needs staging, or if it needs repair, or as we move into spring, because we're just about 3 weeks away now, 3 weeks from tomorrow. We're going to make sure that you get the get the eyes on your home that need it from the database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready to purchase your home. And right now, that's in Vinny's database. So once you sign on the dotted line, once you agree to asking price and the time at which you want to sell your home, and you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. And if not, it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash. That is the guarantee that he offers. So, I would be the one that's who I'm calling when it comes time to sell my home, and you should too. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or VinnySteele.com. Up next, Cornyn or Paxton?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Iran war rages on.
Iran has launched a new wave of attacks on Thursday morning at Israeli and American bases, while Israel said it had begun a large-scale attack on Tehran as Israeli and Iranian strikes in the Middle East commence for a sixth day. Plumes of smoke were seen rising across various parts of Tehran on Thursday morning as U.S.-Israeli airstrikes continued to pound the Iranian capital. The Islamic Republic threatened that the United States would bitterly regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean on Wednesday. Iran is launching more missiles at Israel, as Israel said it was moving to intercept them. The Israeli military has also confirmed its continuing strikes in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group.
Correspondent Karen Chamas, the Senate rejecting an effort to halt the war. Republicans have voted down a war powers resolution would have restricted President Trump's ability to continue major combat operations. The House Ethics Committee opening an investigation of Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez.
The top Republican and Democratic members on the committee said an investigative panel would look into whether Gonzalez engaged in sexual misconduct toward an employee in his office and whether he discriminated unfairly by dispensing special favors or privileges. The congressman, now in his third term, has said he would not step down. In this week's GOP primary election, Gonzalez was forced into a May runoff against Brandon Herrera. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge in New York has ruled that companies that paid tariffs that were struck down last month by the Supreme Court are entitled to refunds. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 94 points. NASDAQ futures 1 point lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the Harbor Tunnels right now looking at a good 20 to 25 minute delay southbound. 895 is now backed up, almost back to Moravia Road and a stop and go from there all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 South, not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. So again, 25 minutes there as well. No issues right now, no accidents, no broken down vehicles, heavy traffic, and of course the weather again with the fog is a factor through the area. The Beltway now is slowing. Parkville side, the Interloop to Green Spring, and with the heavy fog, the west side is stop and go from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. Had a medic call on the southwest side on the inner loop of the Beltway before you get to the ramp at Southwestern Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a foggy start to the day, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. We are also tracking more rain, even some thunderstorms coming our way this evening. So some rain for tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in Bel Air and 42 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that efforts to tighten oversight of Maryland's nonprofit organizations have stalled in Annapolis, even as critics say the state's laws and enforcement leave the sector facing far less scrutiny than for profit businesses. Kathy Shalega introduced legislation 5 weeks ago that would prohibit nonprofits from receiving state funding if they have not complied with state laws. Shalega described the proposal as straightforward, saying during a hearing, "I'm presenting today a very simple and easy bill." Chris Van Hollen is reacting after Senate Democrats failed to pass a resolution that would have stopped President Trump from using further military action against Iran without congressional approval. Van Hollen says Senate Republicans blocked the War Powers resolution, allowing the president's regime change of war of choice in Iran. He says once again, they're contracting out their constitutional duties to Donald Trump, despite the will of their constituents. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 718, the pick 4-4-8-1-0. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05 brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Injury bug rearing its ugly head again, as O's manager Craig Albernaz reveals. Andrew Kittredge will be out for a while.
He has some right shoulder inflammation, so we kind of slow down his progression.
This is the second consecutive year Kittredge has dealt with an injury. During spring training with the Orioles, the manager went on to say his chances of making opening day are a low probability. Also a low probability for opening day is outfielder Vance Honeycutt, but that hasn't stopped him this spring in Florida.
Wait a minute. That sounds loud. Wait a minute. It's driven.
You may want to check it out. Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, the 2022 first rounder, turning heads in Sarasota, but the Birds fall to the Astros 4-2. Shane Boz was on the hill. 5 strikeouts in 3 innings, but 3 runs given up. The WBC got underway last night in Japan, with Australia shutting out Chinese Taipei 3-0 the final. This morning, Korea leading the Czech Republic 8-3. That game is in the bottom of the 6th. Team USA final tune-up yesterday in Scottsdale, Arizona, taking on the Rockies of Colorado.
Was built in, and this is high fly ball to deep left. I don't know if McCarthy sees it. I don't think it'll matter. It's a 2-run home run. for Alex Bregman.
John Ciambi had the call on MLB TV. Back-to-back days for home runs for Alex Bregman. One of five hit on the day by the Americans. 14-4, the final. USA starts Pool B play tomorrow night. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball hitting an historic low. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the numbers. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Tampon Tim's fraud hearing was held yesterday. Tell you how that went. Maryland Democrats have introduced a gun safety storage bill. Top story here today is the deep state is at it again. President Trump was elected not once, actually I think three times. Officially taking office twice. And the deep state still wants to get rid of him. The deep state still does not want to give him any help. Case in point, the Senate race in Texas, where they poured over $70 million in that race to defeat Ken Paxton. And the best they could do is a runoff. Okay? John Cornyn is a rhino, pro-amnesty, pro-gun-grabbing. Remember on J6, he did not have Trump's back. And also, he said it was time. Trump's time has passed in 2024. He wanted Trump to drop out of the race. So now they're going to a runoff. And by the way, Ken Paxton is a true America First MAGA warrior. He's had Trump's back every step of the way in Texas, so much so the deep state in Texas has tried to take him out with all sorts of nasty allegations and so on and so forth. He spent over $70 million. It could have been used to defeat Democrats statewide. Dumbasses. But that's who they are. We know who they are. And President Trump yesterday put on Truth Social, "I'll be making my endorsement soon. We'll be asking the candidate that I don't endorse immediately to drop out of the race." Is that fair? We must win in November. Thank you for your attention. This matters. So, John Thune, who's another weaselly rhino, I think what John Thune is up to is horrific. I think he's deliberately delaying the Save America Act vote. He is deliberately keeping the Senate in session so Trump can't make recess appointments to use it as leverage to get his boy Cornyn the endorsement. Here he was yesterday on Fox.
I've spoken with the president already today about Texas, and I'm certainly hopeful. I think, as probably you know, Martha, I've made no secret of the fact that I hope the president will endorse John Cornyn. He is an incredibly effective senator for the state of Texas, a strong conservative voice here in the United States Senate, and represents by far our very best hope of making sure that Texas stays red in November.
Texas will stay red with either Paxton or Cornyn. The guy that won the Democrat, we'll get to him in just a second, he's a radical left lunatic. So the point here is that Trump's going to make this endorsement. Now, Axios and other left-wing and even some Republican apparatchiks are reporting that Trump is going to endorse Cornyn because he doesn't want to have to spend more money in Texas. As they are telling him, you got to spend $100 million to keep that seat in Texas. Cornyn will win it easily. You can spend that money elsewhere. That's what they're telling Trump. And they're trying to get Cornyn to stay in because he's an important rhino obstacle to President Trump's agenda. So I hope these reports are false. I don't believe anything until I hear from the president himself. But here's the question. Who should Trump endorse, Paxton or Cornyn? B, if the deal is endorse Cornyn, get the SAVE Act passed, get recess appointments made available, and then you just got to stomach corning for another 6 years. Do you take that deal? Is that a deal worth making for the president? I'm interested in your thoughts. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call us and let us know. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Buddha Johnson.
Heavy fog and heavy traffic now. I-97 southbound. Everybody has their headlights on this morning coming down through here right at the ramp at I-97 and Route 32. I can't see anything at the bridge at 178. The camera's way up on the tower, so you're in the fog there. But I can tell you you're coming out at least on the south end where I can see the traffic there at I-97 and 50, but also very heavy fog right there. It's not too bad with the fog at the Severn River Bridge, and then there is fog at the Bay Bridge, but at least you can see ahead enough that anything would happen, you'd be able to see it as you're coming up into the area. But so far, three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound with caution, and again, everybody has their headlights on. There was a report of a minor wreck on the BW Parkway northbound at 197, quickly off to the side, so no major impact there. Capitol Beltway a little bit slow now, leaving College Park with a wreck on the right side, inner loop before the ramp at Kenilworth Avenue in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We are looking at a foggy start to the morning, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-50s, showers and even thunderstorms possible this evening, overnight low in the 40s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the 50s once again. Right now, we're looking at 43 in Pasadena, 44 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, new poll out, 57% of all Americans want all illegals sent home. Every single one. Not just the worst of the worst, every single illegal. And count me in the majority there as well. President Trump was asked to rate the war effort in day six. Actually, yesterday was day five of Operation Epic Fury.
Somebody said, on a scale of 10, where would you rate it? I said, about a 15. And we're going to continue to do well. We have the greatest military in the world by far.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said, look, this maximum pressure began on Iran over a year ago. That was the economic pressure that started.
President Trump gave the order for Treasury to exert a maximum pressure campaign on Iran. I said in a speech at the Economic Club of New York in March that I predicted that the Iranian currency would collapse, that we would see the economy collapse thanks to this maximum pressure. So we have been softening the softening up the economy and preparing the ground for what our great warriors are doing right now. So the Iranian economy was vulnerable. We cut off the dollar supply into Iran. All of their oil is sanctioned. We've been able to keep the funds, many of the funds, out of Iran. One of the largest banks collapsed in December. The central bank was forced to print a huge amount of money. Inflation ensued, and people took to the streets. So there was an economic crash in Iran in December, and now we have the opening to go in, and our military is taking over from the sky and from the sea.
Yeah, so that, again, remember inflation, it was costs that poured people into the streets of Tehran. That was based on this maximum economic pressure. And now Bessent is reporting that they're seeing money start to move out of Iran into foreign countries. So the clerics, the generals, and those that have been enriching themselves in Iran are starting to move their money out of the country, meaning they're about ready to exit because they know the end is near. That's a good thing. White House says Spain caved to President Trump after he threatened to ban all trade with Spanish government. Spain has responded saying, no, we have not. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. That socialist Spain not wanting to buy in. We'll get to NATO here a little bit later on, maybe in the show if there's time. Yesterday, the president had all the big members of big tech, Meta and Google and you name it, all the big AI players were in the White House for a announcement of a new policy that these data centers would have to power themselves and not and protect the ratepayers in their jurisdictions in which they have these data centers. President Trump announcing the policy.
This new strategy, never tried before in any country, will pave the way for continued American dominance in energy and technology working together.
And he says that the data centers themselves, and they agreed, they signed off on it, they will cover the cost.
Big tech companies are committing to fully cover the cost of increased electricity production required for AI data centers, and that would be prices for American communities will not go up, but in many cases will actually come down and very substantially.
Now, this is a policy that the president has, and he signed a proclamation. It's not law, and I think Congress needs to codify that into law so that the MPRP can go away, because that would be important. U.S. Supreme Court just handed Trump a massive unanimous win in an opinion. Actually, was authored by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. They ruled in Trump's favor on immigration and immigration judges, saying the federal courts must defer to rulings by the immigration judges. The decision makes it harder for people to abuse our asylum system. Another new poll out shows massive support for the Save America Act. So I hope that President Trump does not capitulate to Thune and the rest of the rhinos on this leverage that they're trying to hold to get Cornyn the endorsement. We'll have to wait and see. Republicans hate MAGA and Trump. That's why the only president in history to have his recess appointments blocked by his own party. The Republicans, Thune, and the rhinos are blocking his recess appointments. Good news on the Tina Peters front. Colorado Governor Jared Polis igniting a fierce debate after raising clemency questions in the Tina Peters case. He compared it to another Democrat, Sonia Jaquez-Lewis, who got similar charges, but who basically got supervised probation and community service. Tina Peters got 9 years in jail. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. Hopefully our prayers will be answered. GOP Senator Steve Daines in Montana says he's out after this term. President Trump has already endorsed the Attorney General Ken Allm, who would replace him. And Utah Republican Burgess Owens announced he'll retire at the end of this term as well. A stunning new poll out shows Republicans drawing even with the Democrats just ahead of the midterms. They had like an 8-point lead, and now it's dead even at 50-50. Sadly, Attorney Jeff Clark, who I think is one of the best in the Trump administration, announced he's resigning as acting administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs to pursue his private life. And he's, I guess, had enough of what he's seen inside the swamp. So he is saying bye-bye. That's the way it was 410 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, I want to tell you about our good friends, Mayor and Mayor. Yes, they're both named Mayor. Yes, they're both at Town Appliance, and they run this incredible store on display, 70 different brands of appliances, standalone, some in kitchen displays, which is just, it'll blow you away. You have to see the showroom. I've seen it. There's nothing like it. Yeah, people like go to a big box store and shop, or some people just shop price, and you can do that, but you're not going to get the customer service. They have 5-star customer service at Town Appliance, and they have competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. So you should really go out and check it on your own. Go in, see all the displays, talk to Mayor, tell them I told you to go in, and whether it's a single appliance or an entire kitchen, Town Appliance is where you want to go, and that's right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money you don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I'm looking at you live right here at 895, and if you're sitting right there at the bridge of Pulaski Highway, I see you. Everybody's just kind of cruising along very slow from here all the way into the old Harbor Tunnel. And everybody's moving, but it's the fog and the streets are damp again today. So it's still a 20-minute delay, maybe a little bit longer on the southbound side. 95 is going through the tunnel with all four lanes open. And then the junction right here at 95 Russell Street, 395, it's foggy, but it's not right on the ground at this point. So the pace is actually pretty good there. But 95 has been backed up and been slowing coming south from the bridge at Moravia Road and Eastern Avenue. The pace is good at Moravia Road, and then suddenly you're more stop and go from Eastern Avenue and into, I just saw a police car going south with his lights on. I'll check on that right after the Moravia Road ramp. City Police, minor wreck, Wilkins Avenue, Caton Avenue, and St. Agnes Hospital on the southwest side. Beltway, all the normal delays compounded with the fog. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Foggy start this morning, mostly cloudy, high mid-50s. Showers, even thunderstorms possible this evening. Overnight low in the 40s, mostly cloudy tomorrow in the 50s. So at least the temperatures are much warmer. Right now, 42 and cloudy in Stephensville, 44 downtown Baltimore. So the big question is here, if you want to weigh in, whether President Trump should endorse John Cornyn, who is a rhino who does not have his best interests. He doesn't like the MAGA agenda. He's not America First. He's everything but. And Thune is trying to leverage these things. But the opponent, the one that beat Jazzy Crockett, his name is James Tallarico. James Tallarico is a fake Christian pastor. He is a radical leftist lunatic posing as a Christian. And Christian put together a montage of some of his outrageous statements that he's made. Just a few of the outrageous statements this alleged Christian pastor has made during the campaign.
Our southern border should be like our front porch. There should be a giant welcome mat out front.
Did they teach you in Sunday school that Jesus Christ himself was a radical feminist?
Is both masculine and feminine and everything in between. God is non-binary.
Before we go further, I want to acknowledge that our trans community needs abortion care too. Defending trans Texans is something we have to do every day.
Modern science obviously recognizes that there are many more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six.
So that's a few of the most outrageous statements. There's many more. Like, atheists are better Christians than the Christians he's met. Or that white people, the white man, is the leading protagonist in our society today. I'm paraphrasing that one. I have to give the exact quote. He's a radical left Beto 2.0. And I think Texans need to know the truth. And Ken Paxton will deliver that truth. John Cornyn, you know, his time has come and gone. So this pastor who claims God is non-binary, Jesus is a radical feminist, trans people need abortions, there are six genders, and that Texas should be a welcome mat. He's an open borders reconquista. Did you know down in Texas they had a resolution, a proposition number 10, asking voters to confirm the following statement: Texas should prohibit Sharia law. It carried 95% of the vote. And that's what they're dealing down in Texas. The left has been flooding Texas, especially Austin and parts of Houston, with Democrats to try to take the red state, and make it purple. So this is, you know, this is a big battle line. And yeah, about Beto O'Rourke, of course, who couldn't win squat, endorsed Tallarico. But at the end of the day, at some point, when are we going to stop kowtowing to the deep state's blackmail? When are we going to stand up and fight? And I hope and pray that President Trump makes the right decision here and endorses Ken Paxton. So until I hear it from him, I'm not going to believe anything I read or hear from the deep state or from the GOPE. That's the swampy establishment that have spent now over $70 million to defeat another Republican in the state of Texas. Think about that for a second. That money could have been used to across other areas to help lift, to maintain the House and the Senate. But no, this is what they do. They want the establishment. That's what the seats that are most important to the Republican National Party today are the ones being held by the swampy Republicans like Thune and Cornyn and Collins and Murkowski and Tillis, who's retiring, by the way. Hopefully Michael Whatley will defeat Roy Cooper in North Carolina for that seat. He might need some help. Not to defeat other Republicans. Let's defeat Democrats for a change. Wouldn't that be a novel concept in the GOP? All right, Best of Casey and Company, available in each every day, WCBM.com. Rumble Facebook pages are brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, Maryland Democrat is introducing a gun safety storage bill, and we'll tell you what that means in just a moment. 7:30, time for news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Brandon Scott has signed an executive order limiting ICE access to city-owned properties and increasing immigrant protections in Baltimore. The Protecting the Rights and Well-Being of Baltimore City Residents order prohibits ICE agents from entering city-owned facilities or using city property without a valid judicial warrant. It also reaffirms that local police cannot ask about a person's immigration status or detain individuals for civil immigration matters. The order also expands the city's Know Your Rights efforts with a new webpage on residents' constitutional rights, immigration legal screenings, and support for families impacted by detention. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released body camera footage of a deadly police use of force incident in Baltimore County. The video shows Officer Derek Hadle speaking with 56-year-old Samuel Brown at Security Boulevard and Whitehead Court on the night of February 16th. At some point, Brown exits his vehicle and appears to swat at the officer's hands. Brown refused to comply with an order to get back in the car, and he was knocked to the ground by the officer. Brown struck his head on the ground and began to bleed, and Hadle began treatment and called for medics. Brown was taken to a hospital where he died on February 27th. And a Cecil County jury has convicted 26-year-old Sharif McCormick for killing a 7-Eleven clerk in 2021. 34-year-old Brenda Duncan was working an early morning shift when McCormick entered the store and pulled a gun at the counter and began to fire shots. One of the shots struck Duncan as she ran to the back of the store. McCormick was found guilty on charges that include first-degree murder. McCormick faces a sentence of life in prison when he's sentenced in May. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I believe that leadership means actually having integrity and making sure that everyone feels welcomed. And I believe that making this country great means that there's a place for you too.
It's a small world after all. You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so we followed a police car that was coming south on 95 from Moravia Road, and then right here at the Eastern Avenue curve, before you get to O'Donnell Street, it's much more stop and go there. They haven't turned the camera towards O'Donnell Street at this point to indicate that that's where the accident is, but it sure looks like there's something right there. Then there's a little break in the action, and then we're heavy again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 has been slow this morning from Pulaski Highway and back towards Moravia Road. That's still the same. They're reacting to the fog and the heavy traffic southbound, but 95 now is starting to back up again and really slowing from Moravia Road down through this area just south of Eastern Avenue. The Beltway with the fog and all the heavy traffic, no incident so far this morning. Watch your speed, of course, with the roadway wet and the fog in the area on the JFX between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a foggy start to the day, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. We are also tracking more rain, even some thunderstorms coming our way this evening. So some rain for tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tyler Linderbaum isn't the only Raven on the cusp of free agency, although he is the biggest name. The three-time Pro Bowler seeking a deal in the $25 million range, which would easily eclipse Creed Humphrey's $18 million with Kansas City. That's the current market setter. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta has made an offer to Linderbaum that sets a new market, but we'll have to determine if going higher still makes Linderbaum the right player at the right price. And, of course, that is the mantra for the Ravens front office. O's news this morning is the Birds drop one to the Astros yesterday. 4-2 was the final. Shane Baz making his second spring appearance. The stuff was there. Five strikeouts in three innings, but the big right-hander also walked two and gave up three earned runs. Off the field, news on reliever Andrew Kittredge. Not so good. Shoulder inflammation the issue. The Birds are going to shut him down. The manager on his availability for opening day.
Possibly a low probability of opening day. For saying that, we just want to make sure that he's not rushing this. We want to make
Elsewhere, Tyler Wells now firmly ensconced in a bullpen role for Baltimore.
Wells, he was great about it. He just wants to go out there and compete, and it also raises our floor in the pen as well. So, so Wells will be a relief pitcher in the bullpen.
And don't forget that Wells used to be a closer back in the day. Birds on the road today. They go to Port Charlotte, Florida, taking on the Rays at 1:05 p.m. USA Baseball with its final tune-up yesterday, and the home run parade continued unabated.
They're finding.
This is Sky to deep left center field by Goldschmidt, and it's going to travel all the way out.
John Ciambi had the call on MLB TV. The Yankees' Paul Goldschmidt hit 1-5 for the Americans. Aaron Judge and Alex Bregman as well. USA 14-4 over the Rockies. They open pool B play tomorrow night in Houston against Brazil. WBC opened last night. Pool C, Australia over Chinese Taipei 3-0. This morning, Korea 10-3 over the Czech Republic. That game now in the bottom half of the eighth. There's no other way to say this, but Maryland basketball this season is just plain bad. The Terps taking their 15th conference loss last night at Wisconsin. 78-45 was the final. It's the first time in the 103-year history of Maryland men's basketball that the team has lost 15 conference games in a season. And it's their fifth 30-point loss of this season. Before this year, they only had five 30-point losses this century. The time now is 7:37. When we return, this is an interesting day in Baltimore sports history.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
So two Baltimore sports figures made history today. The first one in 1996, the greatest Oriole skipper of all time, Earl Weaver, was elected to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. And this guy turned out to be probably a Baltimore sports villain. Former Colts owner Carol Rosenblum, born on this day in 1907. Now, Rosenblum, of course, had his great days in Baltimore, sure, but eventually sold the team to another Baltimore sports villain, and that's probably how he's going to be remembered for the rest of his life here in Baltimore.
Yeah, the Ursay.
Oh, boy.
That was just... He went to Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. He and his wife, Georgia Frontieri,
right,
they basically switched franchises.
Yeah.
Ursay
yeah
had the Rams and vice versa. So they did that. And Rosenblum, of course, died in a very circumspect accident in Golden Beach, Florida, found drowned in the ocean. We know that Carol Rosenblum was a big gambler back in the day. Never the two were connected, but of course there's some speculation about that.
Yeah.
But that's how his time ended.
Yeah.
So,
wow, Weaver and Carol
Rosenblum on the same day, making different types of history.
Yes, indeed. Good catch. Thank you, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Chris Papps joins us at the top of the hour to talk about the new Inspector General, which is a close confidant of Governor Moore. Gee, how'd that happen? And also Mackenzie Frost an hour from now as we talk about the state's attorneys and the automatic charging bill here in the state of Maryland. But I don't know if you saw this down in Georgia. A landmark conviction in the state of Georgia is reigniting debate here in Maryland and other states over whether parents and gun owners should face tougher penalties when children or minors gain access to firearms. A Georgia jury found the father of a school shooting suspect, Colt Gray, guilty of multiple charges, including murder and manslaughter, after prosecutors argued he knowingly allowed his son access to the gun used in the attack. The verdict marked one of the most high-profile cases in the country, testing whether parents can be held criminally responsible when their child carries out a violent act with a firearm. And now Maryland Delegate Dahlia Tarr says she's introducing a bill that would increase penalties for adults who leave firearms accessible to minors.
This bill is there in order, one, to deter individuals, but also as consequences.
Under current Maryland law, unsafe gun storage is considered a misdemeanor. It's punishable by up to $1,000 fine. A TARS bill would increase those penalties, allowing courts to impose up to 5 years in prison. It's called the Nikayla Strotter Act, named after the 15-year-old Baltimore County girl police say was shot by a 9-year-old neighbor who was playing with a gun.
This bill unfortunately stems from one of several tragedies that happened in my district.
And because of his age, obviously the child wasn't charged, because we don't charge juveniles for adult acts in the state of Maryland. No, we just let them continue their warped childhood to continue to grow into bigger problems later on. However, his grandmother was later convicted for improperly storing the firearm used in the shooting. Here's Nikhil's mom testifying before the Maryland General Insane Asylum.
I urge you to take meaningful steps to protect our children and ensure that tragedies like mine don't continue to devastate.
And so Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, remember, he vowed to hold parents accountable, not just for guns, but for all crimes being committed by their minor children.
Our message to parents is clear. We're holding you accountable.
So is that a double standard going on here? Yes, I understand that if you are a firearm owner, it is incumbent upon you to make sure, number one, that your firearm is properly stored away from children that could gain access to it. That's number one. Number two, of course, you have got to pass the HQL and all that other stuff here in the state of Maryland. Number two is, if and when your child expresses an interest in the firearm, and you should do this anyway, you should properly educate them on the proper use of a firearm and that it's never to be pointed at or played with or whatever the case may be. And that's incumbent upon the firearm owner. But the issue here is also, you know, it's the gun that's getting the focus here, and parents are being held responsible under this bill. What about other things that parents leave lying around that maybe, let's say it's a power drill, or what happens if they leave their keys to the car accessible to a 14-year-old and they take their car out and crash and kill somebody? Does the same law apply here? It's just guns that are getting the attention and focus here. What about when parents are neglectful and allow their children to run around the streets at all hours of the night committing crimes? Should they not be held accountable for that as well? If we're going to hold parents accountable for improper storage of a firearm, then should we hold them accountable for everything else that their minor children may or may not be doing? Just a thought. 743, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News to give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And call them out, reserve your spot, and you get to match wits with the entire panel, including Chuck Whitaker. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, with the latest.
That's a detriment to society.
Yes, it is.
I was just cruising around the Beltway looking to see if there was anything new, and the southwest side has suddenly gotten very slow. A lot of brake lights. Interloop coming up from the BW Parkway, and then they're going up towards Hollins Ferry Road and up towards Washington Boulevard. No reports of anything up through that area so far, but there definitely is something going on. It could just be a broken down vehicle, maybe a minor wreck before we get to the bridge at 895. So I want to give you the heads up there on the Interloop. Was moving smoothly, and now we're backing up just to the north of the BW Parkway, so we'll track that down. I still think there may be something on 95 South right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. They have never turned the camera down towards O'Donnell Street, but I suspect there may have been something right there, still backed up towards Moravia Road. 895 is not quite back to Moravia, but with the heavy traffic and the fog and the streets are wet, we're slow in that area south of Moravia Road all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Just looked at the JFX. Yeah, it's foggy there at the valley. And then as you're coming down towards the area of Pimlico Road, the pace is actually not bad with the roadways being damp. You know, it can be a little tricky on the JFX after Northern Parkway and through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We had some dense fog early this morning, and then it'll burn off, mostly cloudy a little bit later on. 55 for the high today. Right now, 44 in Glen Burnie, and 44 with that foggy haze in Parkville as well. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs today, and Sherry is our contestant. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, fellas.
And ladies.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
she's a fella, that's all right.
Sherry, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last is fine.
Last is fine? Okay, well, good luck. Here are your stories.
How's the show bar out on Pulaski Highway, by the way?
Story number one. Lakeisha Alston is a Muslim woman who went viral last year for wearing a niqab in her campaign photo. That's, you know, the headdress with the face covering. She's now the official Republican nominee for North Carolina's District 22 State Senate seat. That's because the GOP didn't nominate anyone, and she is running unopposed. A former, well, still a Democrat and Muslim running with the face covering and headdress. Story two, an elementary teacher fired in Tennessee for referring to the LGBTQIA++ as the Rainbow Mafia. The school district said that that is a pejorative reference, and it is homophobic and should not be mentioned in class around impressionable children. Story three, Mojtaba Khamenei, the favorite to become the new supreme leader of Iran, repeatedly treated for impotency at hospitals in the UK, according to a new secret U.S. intelligence document. He was reportedly preparing to be named successor to his father, Ali Khamenei, who was killed along with 48 other senior regime officials in the ongoing Operation Epic Fury. Story one, niqab-wearing Muslim woman, a Democrat, actually wins a Republican race in North Carolina. Story two, teacher fired for using Rainbow Mafia in class. Well, story three, Khamenei's got a floppy missile.
Failure to launch.
All right, we'll start with Chuck, since he's the first on the line there.
So I used to think they would call those things burkas. Is that the same thing?
Burkas, a full body. This is just the head covering and face covering.
Oh, like
covering.
A beekeeper.
Yes. Except you can't see. You can see the face in a beekeeper. You can see it through the netting. Wait. Here you can't see anything.
So again, what is the point of a picture? What is the point of printing a picture then?
Hey.
So stupid.
That's what I'm asking. I'm going to go with that. One, please.
Chuck goes with one. Kristen?
No, I believe that's true. I can have the fact that they would run somebody like that and that the GOP has nobody better. That's completely believable. So I think that's true. And I'll say the Tennessee story is true. I'll say number three.
All right, Kristen goes for three. Maggie?
I go with the floppy missile being the false story, yes.
All right. Maggie, always wanted to go with a floppy missile. Sherry.
What's that number on Calvert Street?
Sherry, what are you thinking?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. I agree with the three.
All right, three. And Sherry goes with number three as well. So the ladies are all on three. Chuck is on one. Nobody votes for story number two, and that's our fake news story of the day. All right, Sherry, thanks for listening and playing the game. Sorry you didn't win this time around, but again,
okay.
You have a very confused look on your face, Maggie.
I'm always confused for the most part.
You were hoping it was
more.
The floppy missile.
I was hoping, yes, because, well...
The judge knows us too well. He put out bait. He put out that one for you, and he knew I would bite on the Republicans being impotent story.
Everyone.
They were actually the same.
There's a strategy. On that. There's a strategy.
He knows us too well. I know. Chuck is right. This is not an unbiased game.
Chuck is
he
never
knows
right.
Us too well.
What are you talking about? In what respect, Mr. Cash?
In this game. It's almost,
okay, good.
Almost rarely.
You're just talking about admit floppy missiles.
When it comes to traffic, you are always right. When it comes to this game, you're frequently
wrong. What about
floppy
missiles? Are you always right?
Boy, Maggie coming back with a vengeance there.
I've never had that problem in my many 77 years. Let's just say that.
Yeah, so you never had the nickname Flopjack.
No, I'm always on standby, but I'm not a minute man either.
This is TMI.
Let's move along. TMI is right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 before the hour. Oh, quickly, let's get a call in here from Steve in Ricestown. Good morning, Steve.
You guys get me off track with this stuff. It's so funny. So the politician that wants to punish the parents, don't you think they live with enough guilt every minute of every day if something happens? I believe in total gun safety. But what if this... politician's relatives, one of her close relatives, someone was killed by illegal. Do you think she would go pro-ICE?
Well, yeah, it's a great point. So if you're a person harboring an illegal alien or aiding and abetting that illegal alien goes out and kills somebody, could you also be held responsible for that? I mean, that's a violation of federal statute, not just the state statute.
And like I've often said, you cannot get rid of the hypocrisy. We cannot get rid of the politicians. And we've communicated about this for years, that you cannot embarrass them, and we can't get rid of them. I'm endless with thoughts about what are we going to do.
Yeah, you're right, because they have no conscience, they have no moral compass, and they have no decency, to quote a certain former Congressman McCarthy. 7:50, 10 before the hour. Up next, we have highlights. We have highlights or lowlights from the Tampon Tim hearing.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. All your roles, fill them sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air, February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. See Craig Conover from Bravo's hit show Southern Charm March 6th and 7th. Save on tickets at mthomeandgarden.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes on this foggy Thursday morning here with all the latest. The King, Chuck Whitaker.
Some areas pretty bad, so again, be prepared for that. Your reference, by the way, to the King of Traffic will make the newspaper in Tampa at the end of the month.
Oh, really?
You know, they did an article on me yesterday, yes.
They doing another feature. How come they didn't contact me for a quote?
No, I told them not to contact anybody outside the state. They went online and found that you're referred to as the King of All Traffic. I said, that's from a person who will remain unnamed.
Which publication is this, by the way?
Never mind. Never mind. Let's just say it's going to be printed somewhere.
Okay. I'll find it. The I-Team, just like we tracked you down to Buffet City, we're going to be on.
Well, we knew that was crap.
We're gonna be on this one, too.
Yeah, well, if it goes as far as Buffet City, it ain't going no place. Shut up in the meantime. The inner loop of both the BW Parkway, still slow. No reason for it. I looked at the camera where 895 crosses the Beltway, and underneath the traffic on the Beltway was doing okay. So they're reacting to the fog right there at the Patapsco River as you on both the inner and the outer loop. The rest of the Beltway is pretty much all the normal delay. It's slow today because of the fog and the streets being a little bit damp. JFX was still okay through the city-county line. Both the tunnels are still right there at 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a foggy start to the day today. It was really dense earlier this morning, and still in some areas it's kind of hazy. Mostly cloudy, mid-50s for the high today. And right now we're looking at 45 and 7 under cloudy skies, 41 in Ocean City. Let's hit some calls here quickly. Raymond in Rosedale, good morning.
Good morning. What a wonderful show this morning.
Thank you.
You guys have me laughing. I think it's about time people realize that the Democrats really don't care about the Americans who are citizens here.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right.
And they showed it during the presidential estate.
Yeah, well, they didn't stand up. They wouldn't stand up for anybody.
They wouldn't stand up for any, only for the Olympic, but that's easy to do.
See, because in the Democrat mind, when they stand up, they're supporting Trump, not the individual mm-hmm. that deserves the honor. They just have Trump derangement, so they think they're honoring Trump when they're asked to stand, and they're just they're mentally ill.
And when Muammar Gaddafi was killed by Obama, all you heard was crickets.
Yeah. Eight times Obama launched strikes and drones and missiles, et cetera, and there was never any vote held on the War Powers Resolution.
Yes, and the thing that caught me was when Obama dropped that plane load of money over there in Iran, and the best thing the Ayatollah could say was, "This Satan, get rid of Satan." And they've been saying that since 1979, so we've had this shadow war since then. And I agree, it's about time some president stops it, because none of the others would.
Even Reagan, who had 241 Marines died on his watch in that truck bomb in Beirut. I was here. I remember the story. They weren't allowed to lock and load. And he said he went to his grave regretting that all end with the amnesty. Those are the two mistakes he regretted the most of his presidency. Now we have a president that is committed to avenge the death of thousands of Americans, and he's going to let our military do what they have to do, and they are pounding these murderous mullahs right now, and I hope it doesn't stop until they're completely wiped off the face of the earth.
Yes, and these Democrats are such sissies. You know, if Biden had done this, they would have been saying, let's make a deal,
and we promise. They're the Neville Chamberlains of the modern world, where he came back from after meeting Hitler and saying there'll be peace in our time. We all know what happened next.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Raymond, thanks so much for the call and listening. Appreciate that. Squeeze another one. Terry in Easton. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. As far as what to do with the politicians, well, first of all, there should be term limits of 6 years for each type of politician and just one. Secondly, the lobbyists shouldn't be allowed into the Senate or the Congress. I think it's called bribery. But, of course, I do think the lobbyist should be any citizen that makes an appointment, and they should be able to go in. Now, one time I went into the Maryland General Assembly, and I wanted to talk to my representative. I was upset about something going on in Kent Island. So I saw the guy in the front go in the back, and I'm not going to say the name, say, so-and-so's here to see you, and blah, 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 and I heard something about money. And he came out, and I says, I'm sorry, I can't see you today. So I basically was telling him, unless she's got some money to give me, I think, I'll talk to her. But if she has no money, I don't want to talk to her. So, yeah. And thirdly, I want to say that we've got to watch out for World War III. I heard this, his prophet on the wall, it's Brandon Biggs, and he said this, that since this is all going on, Russia's really ticked. So you've got Erdogan going and talking to Putin, Putin and him getting together, blocking off the Black Sea to block the access. So it's time for Zelensky to give up what he needs to give up of that country, because if he doesn't, the whole place is going to light up. It's going to be World War III, and that's a prediction from the Holy Spirit.
All right, Terry, thanks so much for your call. Appreciate that. As far as the one term, 6 years, you'd have to change the Constitution to accomplish that, because they lay out 6 year terms for senators, 2 year terms for representatives. So I don't think that's going to happen. You could pass legislation on term limits. That's been discussed before. I used to be opposed to it. I used to think voters were smart enough to impose term limits, but they're not, unfortunately. Secondly, that's true. Unless you are donating money, or unless you are some big political influence like teachers unions or nonprofits or whatever, they don't care about you in Annapolis. They won't give you the time of day. It's only after something bad happens they pay attention, because they don't want to be held accountable for that. So they really don't care, especially in a one-party dominant state like Maryland. They don't really care about the average Joe or Jane. They just, it's sad. Chris Papps is joining us next. The latest on unenrolled students and the governor's new inspector general. He's very familiar with. In fact, she serves as his deputy counsel. Uh-oh.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran has launched a new wave of attacks on Israel, American bases, and countries around the region. A so-called religious leader calls for, quote, Trump's blood. Israel says it has hit 80 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon in the past 24 hours, and a wave of strikes on Iran has hit long-range ballistic missile launch sites and other targets. The commander-in-chief's assessment of the war to date.
We're doing very well on the war front, to put it mildly, I would say. Somebody said, on a scale of 10, where would you rate it? I said about a 15.
The hostility Iran has shown its neighbors has those countries consulting with someone all too familiar with Iranian-made munitions.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the United States and its allies in the Middle East are seeking Ukraine's expertise in countering Iran's Shahed drones. Zelensky has said he's spoken in recent days with the leaders of the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Jordan and Kuwait about possible cooperation. The EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, has said Ukraine's help would be invaluable to Gulf countries.
And they have been really surprised how much Ukraine is helping them in this regard, keeping in mind that they are under heavy attacks all the time.
Russia has fired tens of thousands of Shaheds at Ukraine since it invaded its neighbor just over 4 years ago. Iran has responded with the same type of drones to joint U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iranian targets. I'm Karen Shamas.
Led by Republicans, the Senate has rejected a Democrat attempt to stop the conflict through the use of a war powers resolution, the measure rejected in a mostly party-line vote. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 194 points, NASDAQ futures off 62. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey there, it's Chris, and as you know, Israel is a hot discussion point right now. I just talked about it on a panel at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. There's so many opinions and emotions surrounding the subject, and the Bible tells us, of course, I will bless those who bless you. That's not just a comforting promise, it's a clear calling from God. And today, with anti-Semitism rising around the world, the calling is more urgent than ever. At a time when Jewish communities are experiencing more hostility, more threats, more violence than ever, Christians have a real opportunity, a powerful opportunity, to respond with God's love, to say, you're not alone. When Christians choose to bless Israel, you're not entering into a political issue. You're honoring the roots of our faith and standing against hatred. Supporting Israel is more than just a belief. It's a biblical mandate. Partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can push back against darkness and be a light to God's people. Go to ifcj.org to learn more. That's ifcj.org. Live the word. Answer the call.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just taking a look around the Beltway, and we're definitely slow with the fog and the very heavy traffic. Bel Air Road to Providence Road on the Parkville side. The inner loop is about Reisterstown Road, 795, coming through there. Park Heights Avenue, Greenspring, JFX. The west side has been right there for the better part of the rush hour, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. The slowing got a little bit better on the inner loop coming up from the BW Parkway and coming up to the Baltimore County line, so that looks okay. Boy, are we backed up now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Looking at you live here on 95, crossing Pulaski Highway from there all the way down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 25-minute delays there with traffic going into the Fort Mac with all the lanes open. 895 is also backed up with a 25-minute delay beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. JFX last check, no big deal there. Annapolis is really slow. Very heavy fog right at the junction at I-97 and Route 32. I think the tail end of that backup on I-97 may be approaching Benfield Boulevard, so watch your speed southbound from Millersville down towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a foggy start to the day, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. We are also tracking more rain, even some thunderstorms coming our way this evening. So some rain for tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
42 degrees in Pikesville and 42 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Maryland sheriffs are taking their fight over immigration enforcement to D.C. as a dispute with state lawmakers continues over how much local law enforcement should cooperate with federal authorities. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor is among the sheriffs expected to travel to the nation's capital today to support a federal bill, H.R. 7640, sponsored by California Republican Representative Tom McClintock. The measure aims to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to improve public safety through the enforcement of federal immigration law and would require sanctuary jurisdictions to cooperate with U.S. immigration and customs enforcement. And an alleged serial burglar has been arrested in connection with at least 17 theft incidents in Baltimore. 34-year-old Jamal Gardner is accused of stealing items from downtown hotels, apartment complexes, and a commercial property between January 22nd and February 20th. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 718. The pick 4, 4810. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men on things are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. 685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Another Ravens free agent who was all but gone besides for Tyler Linderbaum is tight end Isaiah Likely. Likely turned down a contract extension during the season, and the Ravens gave the deal to Mark Andrews. Here's Likely on Kay Adams' podcast on what the open market feels like for him.
It feels like, okay, so like I was never a five-star recruit like in high school, so it feels, I guess like this is like, yeah, what it feels to be like a highly recruited kid.
Most likely suitors for Likely, no pun intended. The Patriots have a dream scenario of pairing him with quarterback Drake May. Likely is from Massachusetts and grew up rooting for the team. The Commanders providing the speed and athleticism they currently lack at the position, and the Chiefs with uncertainty surrounding Travis Kelce's future, of course. O's and Rays today in Port Charlotte, Florida. Zach Eflin making his spring debut. The Birds lost to the Astros yesterday. 4-2 was the final. Vance Honeycutt, his fourth spring home run. Andrew Kittredge now on the shelf with shoulder inflammation. Navy men's basketball in action tonight at Alumni Hall in Annapolis. The Mids take on Bucknell in a first-round Patriot League tournament game. And speaking of, some college players were really putting the belt in the Sun Belt Championship last night. A college basketball player threw a punch that accidentally decked a referee. Here's how it sounded. Coastal Carolina and South Alabama women's basketball.
We've got swinging down in the paint now, and tempers have flared between Houston and Cordasia Harris. And they're having to separate the players and bring them back to the bench, and now that will probably end up being technical fouls and problems. We see an official down on the floor in the paint.
Eight players were ejected, and the referee shook it off. Coming up in 30 minutes, a trade like no other in Major League Baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour, we got a loaded hour for you. Chris Pabst from Project Baltimore to kick us off. Mackenzie Frost at the bottom of the hour on the auto charging bill. And in-depth tonight on Fox 45. We kick it off with Chris, National Emmy-winning investigative journalist, author of some bestsellers. His latest book is Failure Factory. Chris, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
It's our pleasure. So how's the book doing?
Oh, the book's doing really well. So it's been out now for 6 months. It came out in the fall. And it's still on the bestsellers list on Amazon. A couple days ago, it was hit number one again in the category. So it's doing really well. I'm really pleased with it, and I'm happy that people are responding well to it.
Yeah, it's a great book. If you, again, and you hate to say that this is the genesis of the failure factory in Baltimore, but unfortunately, it is what it is. But I think a lot of what you write about in the book is systemic. We see it in other school systems as well.
It's certainly happening across the country, and that's really why I wrote the book, so people know what is happening in these public schools, how the data is being manipulated, how parents in many instances are simply being lied to, how the money is coming in, where it's going, and most importantly, why student outcomes are not improving. We know that they're not improving, even though massive amounts of additional money are going into public education.
Indeed. And you've interviewed the former Inspector General Rick Henry on numerous occasions as part of your Project Baltimore series. But he was, being dismissed and being replaced. And a rather curious pick on the part of the governor. What can you tell us about it?
So her name is Natalia Ahn, A-H-N. And a couple weeks ago, we saw that Governor Wes Moore nominated her to be the next Inspector General for Education. And so we looked into her background, and there's a couple things in there that are pretty interesting that people need to know. First, she used to work for Montgomery County Public Schools. Now, if she's the IG, she'll be investigating Montgomery County Public Schools. So you have somebody here whose job, she was the legal counsel for Montgomery County Schools. So her job was to defend the school system legally. And now her job would be to investigate the school system. So is that a conflict of interest? Is that something that people should be concerned about? I reached out to the governor's office, and they told me that she would recuse herself from any type of situation where there's a direct conflict of interest in Montgomery County if she's IG, if she's confirmed by the Senate. But think about that for a second, Sean. That's the largest jurisdiction in the state of Maryland. About 10 to 12% of all the education money in Maryland goes to Montgomery County simply because it's so big. And you have a state-level IG that may not be able to investigate Montgomery County because she worked there. That would be a really interesting scenario if that were to play out. And the other thing that's really important is that Ann currently works for Governor Wes Moore. She's a deputy legal counsel in his office. So if Governor Moore nominates her, which he has, and she's approved by the Senate, her job will be to investigate other people that he has nominated for positions or people he has appointed to positions, which includes the entire State Board of Education. So is that a conflict of interest, that she would have to investigate the State Board of Education while she's working for the governor right now? So this is a really interesting pick, and we're going to keep following it.
Yeah, it's so much for an independent inspector general, and you raised two good questions on conflicts of interest, one for Montgomery County, second for the governor and his nominees. More with Chris Papps, Project Baltimore, coming up in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
And again, with the fog and the mist and everything else, just really not going very fast in a lot of areas right now. Case in point, right here on 895, it stopped and just moving very slowly at Pulaski Highway. You have to go from there down through O'Donnell Street into the tunnel, and then eventually all the way down to Child Street at the Toll Plaza. So, you know, it takes a little while to get through there, 25 to 30 minutes. 95 has been backed up to Moravia Road. And again, all four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looking at it live, we see all four lanes moving. There's a camera on the south end. Traffic is coming out of there. And then even the big junction is not bad. It's a little bit slow on the exit ramp from 95 to 295 southbound, but the ramp into 395 and the convention center, overall, the pace is not bad. It's really slow on the Beltway on the Parkville side through Pikesville, the 795 all the way down to Frederick Road on the west side, just plodding along in the fog. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: a foggy start to the day, then cloudy, about 55 for the high right now. It's cloudy, 44 in the city, 45 in Glen Burnie. On our newsmaker hotline, Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist Chris Papps of Project Baltimore. His new book is called Failure Factory. And the other story that caught our eye this week is that, once again, taxpayers on the hook for educating children in the school system statewide that aren't even enrolled in school. And the figure I saw your piece was, since 2024, $318 million. But could it be worse than that going back decades?
Oh, it's certainly worse than that. We know that. That's just a two-year figure. And this is something that I get really detailed on in my book, Failure Factor, if people want more information. But here's basically how this is playing out. The way that Maryland schools are funded, they're not funded based on educating kids. That's not how schools get money. Schools get money to enroll kids. That is the incentive, to enroll the kid. So enrollment counts are taken one day a year, September 30th. That one day, Sean, determines the amount of funding that a school gets the following year. But the way that the laws are written in Maryland is that if a school can enroll a child on September 30th, that child never has to come to school again, and the school will get the funding, 100% of the funding, for that kid. So that $318 million, what that is those are students over the past two school years that were enrolled on September 30th and then left the school for unknown reasons. The school doesn't know why the kids left, but they were unenrolled because they were no longer attending. But Maryland taxpayers are giving the schools money, hundreds of millions of dollars to educate kids that are not in the classroom. And this is something that we've been reporting on now for 5 years. And over those 5 years, there have been bills that have been introduced in the legislature that to stop this from happening, because there are ways that you can stop this. You can count enrollment multiple times a year. But in the state of Maryland, there isn't any interest in trying to stop this.
I think it should be tied to graduation rates, to tell you the truth, but that's just me. So when you wrote and you reported that during the 24-25 school year, according to Maryland state data, average is $20,000 for each student enrolled. But how much of that if is actually going to the student? If we're paying $20,000 and 7,500, roughly 7,400 students are enrolled and then drop out or leave or move, whatever the case may be, how much of that is actually getting to the student? Are administrators siphoning off the top?
Oh, we certainly know that administrators in Maryland are taking a good chunk of that. Baltimore City Schools, every time we look, has, you know, top five administrative costs per student in the country. And what that would mean is for every dollar going to the school system, what percentage of that is not making it to the classroom? How much of that is being taken by central office and administrators? And we know in Baltimore City it's one of the highest amounts in the country, which probably relates to why student outcomes in Baltimore City year after year are the absolute worst in the state of Maryland and never seem to improve. And we've been reporting on that now for 9 years. And the most recent data coming out shows that the situation's getting worse. The dropout rate is getting worse.
Yeah.
SAT scores are getting worse, all of it.
Yeah. Well, just by every metric, is pretty much getting worse. And the one thing you may have had an impact on is the category of whereabouts unknown. Heretofore, that's how they would place these unenrolled students in that category, but that's changed now since you're reporting, right?
Yeah, so the Maryland State Department of Education, after we started reporting on this, and that sounds bad, whereabouts unknown, these kids, these $318 million worth of kids, the whereabouts are unknown. Well, the State Department of Education decided to change the name, so now it's not accessing educational services. So the result's the same. Your money is still going to educate kids who aren't there, but the State Department of Education decided we're going to change the name and maybe make it sound a little nicer. So instead of whereabouts unknown, the category is now not accessing educational services.
I know Dr. Carrie Wright has a pretty good record in the state that she came from. What's your take on her? Is she going to be the reformer that we hoped that she would be, or is she running into the brick wall here in Maryland?
I think that we're all hoping that she's successful, because the amount of money that Maryland is putting into public education, if we do not get a return on that investment, which is better educated kids, this state is in a significant amount of trouble. Because if we're putting this much money into education and we're not getting people that are paying good, you know, they have good jobs, paying good taxes, if we don't get a return on that from our kids that are in school now, the billion-dollar deficits we're seeing are only going to grow. Now, what she had in Mississippi, what Carrie Wright had in Mississippi, was weaker teachers' unions, weaker administrative states, and she went from a very red state to a very blue state. And is she going to be able to navigate that? It's certainly harder, there's no doubt. She's going to have a harder time instituting the reforms that she wants to institute in Maryland. In Mississippi, she had an easier time doing it.
Very good.
So we're going to see, and we're going to find out very soon, next year or two, if these reforms are going to be possible.
We shall see. Chris Papps, Failure Factory is the book. Chris, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company. Joining me is Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution, a familiar voice in Baltimore radio for over a decade, helping individuals and businesses resolve the IRS and state tax problems. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, we're doing fine. Listen, if someone gets an IRS or Maryland tax notice in the mail, what's the right reaction? Panic, or should we take some action?
Yeah, I always say act now to address it on your terms. You need time to be able to prepare and plan ahead for everything. Because the earliest that you act, the more strategies we might be able to use. Because collections can escalate pretty fast, and waiting too long can take some options off the table.
Now, what's the one step that somebody can take this week to start getting control without making things even worse?
Yeah, the first step is to learn your options and about the process. So I would find out what programs that you might qualify for and what's the best way to stop collections and give yourself some breathing room so you have time to make some smart decisions on what to do next.
And when people kind of ignore their tax problem because they're overwhelmed, what typically happens next? And what options do most people not realize that they do have?
Yeah, it almost always gets worse. Penalties and interest continue to grow, and you have more ability to work with it if you act sooner. So there's legitimate tax relief for options out there, and if you act earlier, you have access to the best programs.
Yeah, if you could, in one sentence, why should someone hire your firm, Strategic Tax Resolution, instead of trying to handle this by themselves?
Yeah, the IRS and state are collection agencies, so they don't have your interests in mind. You want a local experienced team in your corner to protect your rights and pursue the best resolution available.
All right, so someone's listening right now, letters piling up, they're getting panicked and stressed out. What should they do today to get started?
Yeah, I would give us a call. Our phone number is 443-367-9000 and find out what your options are and get a plan and ask for me.
Right,
I'll talk with each person that calls.
Right, Greg Talbot, Strategic Tax Resolution. That phone number again?
It's 443-367-9000.
Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
It's 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, for Strategic Traffic Solutions, we turn to Chuck Whitaker.
A nickel a car every day. I could quit doing this.
Yeah, you could. A nickel a car. Think about that.
Deposit when you
think if you would have taken that in the beginning versus the pittance of a salary they once paid you.
It's true. Where's the guy that paid that pittance? He's counting his pittance. We don't need to go there.
No, we don't.
That stuff is still pending.
Yes, it is.
Just let it slide. There's no fog at the Tidings Bridge and the Susquehanna. I mean, it's dead calm, flat calm, and no fog on the bridge. So some areas are not in the fog like the rest of us this morning. The Beltway's still slow and going to be that way for a while. Parkville side, Interloop through Green Spring, and down the west side. Off and on, we've had those delays on the southwest side of the Beltway. I'm just going to change the camera and go back over there. Yeah, they're running into this fog. They're coming up from the Parkway. It's pretty clear there. And right when they get up around the Patapsco River Bridge, which is right at Hollins Ferry Road, because of the river, it's putting out the fog, and they're kind of running into that. So I think that's part of the reason there. Not any big problems right now. JFX has been the same thing. It's been a little bit slow off and on between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. There are a couple of new minor wrecks from Baltimore County. Pedonia Road east of 83. There's a wreck on Delaney Valley Road just north after you wind through the intersection at Lock Raven Drive. So keep an eye out for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We still have really foggy, thick as pea soup this morning, and then some now haze, but mostly cloudy from the rest of the day. 55 for the high. Showers, thunderstorms tonight, low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Again, 50s, and still a chance of some more showers. We can't break this pattern. Right now, 45 in Pasadena, 45 in Middle River. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time for America 250 celebration. 50 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, to make that dream a reality. Well, on this day, March 5, a lot of people heard of the shot heard around the world, of course, April of 1775 in Lexington, Concord. But the actual thing that may have started the revolution ball rolling is the snowball fight. Not heard round the world. Let me explain. Cold, snowy night, March 5, 1770, a mob of American colonists gather at the Customs House in Boston. They begin taunting British soldiers guarding the building. The protesters, who called themselves patriots, were protesting the occupation of their city by British troops who were sent to Boston to enforce unpopular taxation measures passed by the British Parliament that lacked American representation. British Captain Thomas Preston, the commanding officer at the Customs House, ordered his men to fix their bayonets and join the guard outside the building. The colonists responded by throwing snowballs and other objects at the British regulars, and Private Hugh Montgomery was hit, leading him to discharge his rifle at the crowd. The other soldiers began firing a moment later, and when the smoke cleared, five colonists were dead or dying. Crispus Attucks, Patrick Carr, Samuel Gray, Samuel Maverick, and James Caldwell, and three more were injured. Although it's unclear whether Attucks, an African-American, was the first to fall, as commonly believed, the deaths of the five men are regarded by some historians as the first fatalities in the American Revolutionary War. The British soldiers were put on trial, and patriots John Adams and Josiah Quincy agreed to defend the soldiers in a show of support of the colonial justice system. When the trial ended, two British soldiers were found guilty of manslaughter and had their thumbs branded with M for murder as punishment. The Sons of Liberty, the patriot group founded in 1765 to oppose the Stamp Act, advertised the Boston Massacre as a battle for American liberty and just cause for removal of the British troops. And that is maybe where the true revolutionary revolution began. And that's a look at our America 250 highlight.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up next, right after the 8:30 news, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight on Fox 45, and we'll talk with Mackenzie, check in with her, and see what her topic is tonight, which is all about, she's sitting down with state's attorneys over this automatic charging bill that's currently in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that four people accused of being MS-13 gang members were indicted in Maryland on Wednesday after the death of a 14-year-old D.C. boy. Jose Merlos Mujano, 18, Alan Josai Garcia Padilla, 21, William Cuellar Gutierrez, 19, and a 17-year-old were indicted on charges including first-degree murder, use of a firearm in the commission of a felony, and participation in a criminal organization, according to Prince George's County State's Attorney Tara Jackson. All four indicted are MS-13 gang members, Jackson said. This comes after 14-year-old Jefferson Amaya Ayala was reported missing after he was last seen in the Brightwood neighborhood of Northwest D.C. in August 2025. His body was found at Indian Creek Stream Valley Park in College Park, Maryland on November 3, 2025. A group of Maryland sheriffs are expected to travel to Washington, D.C. today to support a federal bill that would require local cooperation with ICE. The bill, sponsored by California Republican Representative Tom McClintock, aims to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to improve public safety through the enforcement of federal immigration law. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor is among the sheriffs expected to travel to D.C. today. Gaylor and other sheriffs from counties with 287G programs have criticized Governor Wes Moore for signing emergency legislation ending the agreements with ICE. According to Fox 45, Sheriff Gaylor says any piece of legislation that says local law enforcement should cooperate with state and federal law enforcement is good public safety.
And beginning next week, USDA sharpshooters will start killing deer to reduce their population in Baltimore City. The city says a high deer population can lead to an elevated risk of tick-borne diseases, increased spread of invasive plant species, and more crashes involving deer and vehicles. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. I've had this on my mind for a long time now. I know every generation seems to go through its version of culture shock, when primarily the youth of America say, look at me, this is who I am. I grew up in the 60s and didn't think it could get any worse than that. But what I'm seeing today may be more than generational. Rather than laughing it off, I find myself asking, instead of getting outrageous tattoos or outlandish hairdos, why don't the youth of today garner our attention by getting good grades, being a good Samaritan, following the Golden Rule, memorizing the preamble to the Constitution, the Ten Commandments, or the Lord's Prayer? Give me a reason to like you and give you a chance in life, rather than suspect your motive or your intelligence and cast you aside unfairly. This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backing and slowing is still there. Both the harbor tunnels not easing up yet. Still very slow. And, of course, the fog was a big factor as well. At one point, about 20 minutes ago, had a broken down tractor trailer in the right lane on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Either he got started or they pushed him off to the side in the fog. It looks like now he may have gotten started because he was on the shoulder, but all the lanes are open again. We're backed up, though, on the Beltway back beyond the ramp at Bel Air Road. We continue with some slowing on the southwest side of the Beltway, and that's been off and on coming up the inner loop. It appears right now that it is better between the VW Parkway and the ramps at Hollins Ferry Road coming up into Baltimore County and eventually towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a foggy start to the day, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. We are also tracking more rain, even some thunderstorms coming our way this evening. So some rain for tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what are the chances that elite Raiders pass rusher Max Crosby winds up getting traded this offseason? According to The Athletic's NFL reporter, the chances are pretty good. Michael Silver, the writer. The question is the price and who's willing to pay. Silver writes that Crosby's main issue with Las Vegas is a disjointed organization in which football decisions are largely run by Tom Brady, who lives in Florida and has a whole other high-profile job, as you know, as Fox lead broadcast analyst. Closer to home, the Ravens approximately $20 to $22 million under the cap, ranking 17th in the NFL in available space. A contract restructure for Lamar could create an additional $30 to $40 million. On that note, tight end Isaiah Likely is set to find another destination next week on the Up and Adams show with Kay Adams, his thoughts on leaving Lamar.
Separating the business side from the family side. And I feel like L understands, you know, where I'm at right now in, you know, free agency talks and contract talks on, you know, where it could go.
Raiders, Chiefs, and the Patriots are likely destinations. Birds in action this afternoon, 105 in Port Charlotte, Florida, taking on the Rays. News on reliever Andrew Kittredge is not good. Shoulder inflammation on the shelf. Manager Craig Albanez on his potential availability for opening day.
Possibly a low probability of opening day. For saying that, we just want to make sure that he's not rushing this. We want to make sure that he gets this inflammation knocked out.
On that note, Tyler Wells now firmly in the bullpen. Here's where the manager sees his fit.
To me, that's the biggest value with him is between the fifth and ninth inning. Like he can pitch leverage. He has the stuff for it. He has the makeup. But also, he can pitch early in the game, too.
Terps taking their 15th conference loss last night at Wisconsin. It's the first time in the 103-year history of Maryland men's basketball that has happened. 78-45 was the final. Their fifth 30-point loss of the season. Before this year, they only had five 30-point losses this century. Happy birthday today to tennis star and Pikesville native Elise Bergen, turning 16. 64 today. And on this day in sports history, we take you back 53 years to the day, March 5th, 1973, one of the weirdest trades in MLB history, and it had nothing to do with teams. Two players traded families. Yankee pitchers Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich traded wives, kids, and dogs on this day. It threw Major League Baseball into a tizzy, and not everyone lived happily ever after. The relationship between Kekich and Marilyn Peterson was short-lived, ended shortly after that in a divorce. Fritz Peterson and Suzanne Kekich, on the other hand, remained together, marrying in 1974 and staying married for 50 years until Peterson's death in 2024. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock Thursday morning. And on our Newsmaker hotline is government investigative reporter from Fox 45, Mackenzie Frost. She's also the anchor of Fox 45 In-Depth tonight at 5:30. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going?
It is going well, we are about halfway through the session here, and things are still coming fast and furious. And the latest is the Youth Charging Reform Act, which has been, I understand, watered down a little bit, but looks like it's still going to pass out of the Senate tomorrow. What's the latest?
Yeah, that is what looks like will happen. Originally, there were a list of, like, 33 charges that would have started in the juvenile criminal justice system instead of the adult system. That list was really whittled down to about five now. And there were some attempts yesterday on the floor of the Senate during second reader to try and introduce some amendments from Republican lawmakers to remove even more of those charges, especially when it comes to first-degree assault. But those attempts were not successful. And so it looks like this is the plan that's going to come out likely tomorrow.
And that would have to be reconciled with the House as well. I mean, is there any movement on the House on this bill?
Yeah, I think from what I understand, the House is kind of waiting to see the final version that comes out of the Senate tomorrow before they decide whether they're going to just take up and move on that version or if they're going to move their own version. And we could still see some possibility of some changes, whether it's in the House version or the Senate version. And like you said, whatever, if changes are made or if the House moves a different bill, then yeah, we would likely see a conference committee or some sort of compromise plan.
So tonight you're sitting down with several state prosecutors from the big jurisdictions in Maryland, and I think for the most part they look like they're opposed or they have some doubts about this bill. What are their main concerns?
Yeah, we talked to the top prosecutor from Baltimore City, Prince George's County, Montgomery County, and Anne Arundel County, and they all argue that, you know, mainly the biggest issue for them is the fact that they don't believe that the Department of Juvenile Services has enough programming and services available right now to ensure that the young people going into the system are provided rehabilitation and don't come out, you know, continuing that same behavior. And they argue that if this bill passes, DJS will get more kids and the cycle will just continue.
It would seem to me this is going to cause an effect here that if they wanted a bill like this to be effective, they would have to fix the flaws and vulnerabilities in DJS. We know that they don't have enough people to adequately monitor those juveniles on ankle monitors, and yet this would place even more on ankle monitors?
Yes, that is the concern. And we've seen the revolving door of sorts, right, of young people coming in and out and even going on to commit more crimes while on ankle monitors. And that was one of the big issues that these prosecutors brought up during my conversation was that, you know, fix the system first. If they agree that they don't want to see a bunch of young people locked up, and if this plan is going to move forward, then they really need to address the systemic problems that they believe are unfolding within DJS. And even during conversations with lawmakers, they urged them to even allow a 3-year ramp-up period before this bill took effect to ensure that the programming was there But the Senate president, I asked him directly about that, and he believes that DJS has the necessary services right now.
So prior to this bill, the policy is that juveniles can be automatically charged as adults, and they would be detained in adult facilities.
Right.
And now this would change that. And so a judge would make this determination. But do prosecutors just come in anyway and say, okay, we're just going to charge as adult in order to keep the system the way it is? Or does the judge have the final say?
No, the judge will have the say. And that's kind of the rub here, is that the prosecutors argue that the judge may or may not have all of the information, especially if a young person has had multiple prior offenses that were resolved at intake and never really made it to the judge. Supporters of this, including the lead sponsor, Senator Will Smith, argues that the prosecutors will still be involved and be at that hearing with the judge, and they can make the case for why they believe it should go to the adult system instead of the juvenile system.
Yeah, very interesting way this is being done, because usually you wait for the trial for the judge to get involved. Now, this is pre-trial. And I wonder if it's even legal or constitutional. That's something that somebody else could take up here. That's another show for you, Mackenzie.
Yeah, yeah. And the concern, too, though, Sean, is that, one of the state's attorneys argued that there just aren't enough judges available to handle this, which I think is a really interesting point, too.
That's a great point. Yeah, we the system that's already overwhelmed, we're going to be adding to that. All right, stay with us. Mackenzie Frost, In-Depth tonight, Fox 45 at 5:30, and we'll ask about her interesting interview with the mayor coming up in just a second. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like a new problem on the southwest side, a new wreck on the inner loop as you're coming up from Southwestern Boulevard towards Wilkins Avenue. One of the vehicles is against the wall facing the wrong way. A tractor trailer was also involved there. So again, if you're coming up from 95, you're coming up from Southwestern Boulevard, and you're on the Beltway on that side, want to keep an eye out for that. So far, the outer loop is not really paying much attention to it, and we're not backed up. We thought we might get a delay there coming south of Frederick Road, but so far that's under control. But it's a new wreck on the right side, inner loop near the Wilkins Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We had a foggy start today, mostly cloudy, 55 for the high. We just can't shake this rainy weather pattern here, but the last couple more days. Right now it's cloudy, 44 in Annapolis, 46 in Columbia on our newsmaker hotline. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 In Depth tonight at 5:30. You had an interview with the mayor this week regarding the report of these P cards, these procurement cards. And he seems to be tunnel vision on just the Ravens-Orioles stadium.
Yeah.
And yet this is much bigger than that, isn't it?
Yes, it is much bigger than the Ravens and Orioles games and the money that was spent on the skyboxes. And we should also point out that the money that was spent, that $52,000 number that you see often in headlines, that's actually at a discount, right? Like, the city gets a significant discount. I believe it's 70%. On all food and beverage items. So really, the total was more than that. But yeah, I mean, it's more than just the skyboxes. It's the food and the catering for office staff. It's the going away parties for executive staff that never actually went away. And I asked the mayor about that specific party that was thrown for the employee who never left City Hall, and he did not answer it despite multiple attempts.
So he was interesting in your question. He said there was nothing illegal, and you asked him whether it was inappropriate, and he seemed to be a little bit tone deaf on that. Certainly there's a difference between being legal, being unethical, being immoral.
Sure.
Yeah, so again, he just doesn't seem to really grasp that question.
Yeah, I mean, and that is the one thing that people have really latched onto, the quote. It was, if it's not illegal, then it's appropriate. And I think that is really, raising some eyebrows and perhaps rubbing some people the wrong way, because a lot of things might not be illegal, but are they appropriate and ethical? And that's really what I was trying to get at with the question. And we haven't heard very much from city council members either. I mean, we asked all of the council members about it, and the only one we heard from was Councilman Mark Conway, who said that elected leaders should be held to a higher standard than that. And so, I think, this issue isn't really going away for the mayor, even though I'm sure he would like it to. And we'll see where it goes. I mean, we've filed more public records requests trying to get more information, and I'm sure, you know, other people are digging into this too.
Well, as we've seen with Fox 45's reporting on the $163,000 SUV, now the $890,000 in P-card expenses, including the employee that retired but didn't retire, there's a pattern developing here. And it seems to me, Mackenzie, that Mayor Scott, his defense is, well, everybody else did it, so I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said multiple times, right, was that other mayors used the skyboxes. He kept coming back to that and pointing out that the state of Maryland has one, too. And, you know, that's true, and other mayors have done that, and that might be the culture. But, you know, I think taxpayers want to know that their money is being spent appropriately, and I don't know if people would argue that catering lunches for staff and having fruit platters every day for the mayor's executive staff is really being judicious when spending taxpayer money.
Yeah. Well, there's also the question, since it's taxpayer money, shouldn't taxpayers be able to enjoy those skyboxes as well instead of the,
right,
you know, the elected leaders and some of the lobbyists and business people? I understand this is how stuff works in Maryland, but we are paying for it. Why shouldn't we have a benefit?
Yeah, and I would like to see the list of people who have been invited and have gone to it. The mayor told me that, you know, the boxes are for teachers and students and people who wouldn't otherwise have a chance to go to a game. And I think people would understand that, but I want to make sure that that's actually true.
Yeah. Well, good luck getting that. You and Isabel Cumming might have some difficulty.
Yeah.
Hi, Mackenzie. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us here this morning. And it's tonight, 5:30, Fox 45. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Have a nice weekend. Mackenzie Frost, currently, again, a great job she does on going after these elected officials on a regular basis. All right, it's 8:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and still to come, there's some real monsters in the Democrat Party, and we're going to name some names coming up right after the news here at the top of the hour. We didn't have a lot of time to get Tampon Tim. Maybe we'll finish him up tomorrow here on the program. But right now it's time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
By the way, an update. Chuck is asking if that wreck that's is on the outer loop, not the inner loop, at Wilkins Avenue. So, again, this is an update from Chuck. The wreck on 695 at Wilkins Avenue is on the outer loop and not the inner loop. Thanks for that update. There was a mini miracle on the Hudson River this week in New York City when a small plane had to make an emergency landing in the river. Remember, it happened once before. They actually made a movie about it. Tom Hanks starred as the captain. What was it, Sully, if I remember correctly? Here's the pilot talking to air traffic control as they land in the Hudson. Two people rescued, no major injuries, and that is a mini miracle as that plane set down. Imagine what's going through the pilot's mind at that point. You heard it, and then the passengers. That's just, I can't. But again, somebody was smiling favorably upon them on that day. 8:50, and it's brought to you by Town Appliance, our Feel Good News segment, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Coggeysville. Need smarter office IT, print, and marketing solutions? Explore Dasio's multifunction printers, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydasio.com.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Doug writes in that a few hundred million that is being paid for students that aren't even in school is just a drop in the bucket of the waste and corruption in the Maryland school system. 20,000 a student. Think about it. 25 students in a class, it's $500,000 for one class a year. That's a joke. It would be cheaper, if possible, to send all kids to private school. Well, that's why they fight school choice with such venom. As far as that goes, it's 8:53. Traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update here on this Thursday morning rush hour, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I made a mistake.
You
wait a minute. Mistake. Flag it,
folks. This rarely, if ever, happens. It's actually maybe a first.
Well, you know, I was looking at this wreck, and the initial report said interloop at Wilkins Avenue. And the more I looked at this, I thought, nah, it looks like to me they're coming down the hill from Frederick Road. Yeah. And I looked back at Frederick Road, and there was no backup. Maybe it is the interloop, because they have the camera real tight on this wreck, which is in the right lane. I went back and looked again, and then I went back to Frederick Road. There was a back. It was on the interloop. Yeah.
A newspaper shows up, and you get sloppy.
Yeah, that's what happens. You get old, and you get sloppy.
Well, you start reading your own... You know, press releases.
Your own print.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice of you to point that out, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome.
I was just owning up to the fact that those of you who were sitting back at Frederick Road said, this guy's an idiot.
You know the good angel? You know the good angel, bad angel? I'm here to be your good angel, Joe.
Yeah, okay. Let me just take my finger and flick you right off my shoulder. So it's on the outer loop. It's in the right lane still, crowding the right lane. It's pretty wide right there. Four lanes are getting by, but we backed up back to Frederick Road. So just stay out of the right lane as you're crossing Wilkins Avenue and then headed down towards 95. The new wreck was just coming in from Randallstown, Liberty Road at Marriottsville Road. And there may be some injuries involved there. The rest of the Beltway, still some slowing for a while. Just a late arriving crowd today with the fog earlier and all that stuff. And even both the tunnels are still pushing a lot of slow traffic yet on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Had some fog and haze to start today, but mostly cloudy. 55 today. Right now, cloudy. 45 in Dundalk, 46 in Millersville. Kim Klasick live is coming up next, and Kim's going to preview what's happening on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're good.
Good. Of course, I got to talk about Mayor Brian Scott going viral. Made it in the New York Post for spending.
Yeah.
Spending tax dollars like their donations at a charity. So we'll talk more about that. I will also talk about the fact that he's now got an executive order to protect illegal immigrants. I know he's saying immigrants, but you know, they never decipher between the two. They right. always say immigrants,
that's
but we
purposely
know
confusing it. They like to commingle the two.
Right, exactly. So we'll talk about that executive order. Also at 11 o'clock, we have Adam Wood joining us. He's running for the state Senate seat in 42. And then also we have Tory Snow joining us with Snow in the Know, his Baltimore Sun op-ed. That's at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I read that. He's advocating an inspector general statewide.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
Really. But, you know,
really?
I guess I don't have a whole lot of trust in the system. But we will talk about
that. Well,
now, especially
since Governor Moore has nominated his deputy counsel.
Right. What is that going to do?
That is a conflict of interest there, as we were talking with Chris Papps earlier in the hour. And B, you know, she used to work for Montgomery County Schools.
Right. Exactly. So I really don't have trust in the system, but we'll talk to Tori about it. We will talk to Tori. And then also I do want to start the show going over the Samuel Brown case, the body cam video that was dropped out of Baltimore County. Of course, it's a terrible, tragic situation, but I'm glad that they did put the body cam video out there because, again, it showed that the officer was just reacting, you know, like any officer would.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you, Sean.
Coming up next at 9 o'clock, there are some real monsters in the Democrat Party. One of them is Steve Cohen. He is the Democrat from Tennessee. Listen, there were angel families during a hearing, and these are families that have lost their sons and daughters to illegal aliens. Listen to what he said to them just the other day during this hearing.
They are very unlikely to commit offenses. For the folks that are here and your families, I'm sorry. It's terrible what happened to your children or your family members. But they are more likely, and citizens are more likely, to be attacked by United States citizens who are not undocumented, who came here and are born here. They are more likely to commit these crimes.
It's terrible what happened to your children and family members, but, there's no but. And then went on to tell them that their family members were more likely to be murdered by American citizens. What a freaking insult to these angel families. Is it really too much to ask for Democrats to act like human beings once in a while? To set aside their talking points and express some common decency for their fellow Americans? He's a monster. So is Abigail Spanberger, suggesting she will not honor the ICE detainer for an illegal alien accused of murdering Stephanie Minter. We told you about that story last week. Illegal alien from Africa gets off the bus stop and stabs her to death. And now she's not even going to honor an ICE detainer for him. And finally, Tish James ordering a Manhattan hospital to resume gender transition treatment for transgender minors. Yeah, ordering the intentional mutilation of minors. To what end? To what agenda? Monstrous behavior. There are monsters among us. So sad. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are there to check out your AC system as we move into spring in about 3 weeks. And now's the time to set up that appointment. So, you know, before you know it, you'll be in June and things start getting hot. July and August, as you know, are the hot and humid months. So call Tim today. They'll come out, schedule your maintenance visit, and they'll change your filter and check your system, make sure if it needs refrigerant that it gets a shot of that, or if it needs a part or something else. So now's the time to do it before, you know, you need it when it's like 95 when 100% humidity. 410-876-9404 is the number, 410-876-9404. TimKyleCompany.com is the website. They've come out to my house on numerous occasions for these maintenance visits, and, you know, you should do it twice a year, once in the spring, before the spring, once right before the winter, in the late fall, and get you all squared away for cooling and heating. And as always, they've got great electrical work too, inside, exterior, interior, landscaping, you name it. Don't forget, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Stay tuned. Kim is next. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio.